Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
This is AMEN, the Alpha Male Entertainment Network. Broadcasting from Humidor 1A in the cigar city of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
I am locked, loaded, and ready for Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers. Finally, almost back at 100%. I will still not have a cigar today. Just want to be sure. Want to make sure that the upper respiratory infection, bronchitis, totally gone. But I am back. I'm at like 99.99%. So we'll call it 100. We'll round up. Let's put it this way. I'm in better shape than China Joe Biden right now. In fact, I just looked at the final results. I got more votes in the New Hampshire primary than Joe Biden. And I wasn't even running on the Democrat ticket. How pathetic is that? We'll talk about China Joe a little bit later on, as always. But we have a cornucopia of items that we will get to, including in the second hour, we'll be talking with Mark Blanton, a CES Consumer Electronics Show recap. We love our gadgets. We love our electronics. It's all about the alpha male lifestyle. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio. Always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, keep America great, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. As always, be sure to follow me, social media, go to CigarDave.com. Upper right-hand corner, you can see all the social media platforms, Twitter at Cigar Dave Show, Facebook Cigar Dave. Please follow and like, respectively. Last week, the weekend after the Super Bowl, I normally go into football depression. For like the first three, 4 weeks, I cannot get out of my own way. It's just on Saturdays, Sundays, I'm used to having football, and you just get into that mode. You wake up on Saturday and Sunday, and you say to yourself, oh, man, no football today. I'm getting out of my routine that I've gotten in since early September between college and NFL. Well, the good news, last week, I did not have football depression because the XFL has started version 2.0. And I'm following and rooting for the Tampa Bay Vipers. Show the fangs. They didn't last week against the New York Guardians. They lost 23-3. Couldn't get out of their own way. Listen to this song. Ooh, Viper striking. The truth won't be tainted. We gotta tie up our laces. I hear the crowd, see the faces. We can't be left in the maze. No, I will not lose. You cannot walk in these shoes. I pay my dues. Yeah, the Vipers didn't exactly fight anybody last week. They lost 23-3 to the New York Football Guardians. You've heard of the New York Football Giants, the New York Football Guardians. But I watched. I watched all four games, and I enjoyed it. The first two games on the Saturday games were far better. By far, but the announced teams were great. The production was great. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah, my Vipers didn't win, but nonetheless, it still felt great to be able to watch football. And again, those two games on Saturday were exciting. Love some of the rules. I like the kickoff rule. try to make things safe, but at the same time add some excitement. And there were numerous exciting kickoff returns. I loved the extra point. No more kicking an extra point attempt. Those days are gone in the XFL. The extra exciting football league. You can go for one, two, or 3 points. You've got to run it in, throw it in, but you can't kick it in. And I think you get it from the 2 yard line, the 5 or the 10. And the farther you go back, the higher the more points that you ultimately can score. But I enjoyed that. I love the 25-second clock. They kept things moving. They kept it happy, kept it snappy. I liked that. It wasn't lingering too long. I love the fact that you could hear the coaches during the game. The announcers were interviewing the coaches, getting their thought process. You could also hear the coaches sending in the plays. And what's cool is all the receivers, the backs, the quarterback, they all heard the play at the same time. I don't know if the linemen did or not. But it really accelerated.
I don't think the linemen did. I think
linemen did
just
not, Sergeant Steve.
The skill players.
That's what I thought, which doesn't make sense. I would figure they would give it to everybody so that everybody knows the call. But I really liked hearing what was going on, and I liked the pace of play. I just thought that was great. Just in general, I thought overall they did a very nice job, and the attendance was good. The TV ratings were good. ABC did a great job, /ESPN. Fox, Kurt Menefee, normally the studio host for the NFL on Fox, they have him out for one of the games. He was great. Really enjoyed it all the way around. Different, unique, mark my words, the NFL. The National Football League will copy much from the XFL. And I would like to see the Spring League go because it will give players who do not make the 53-man roster, who do not make the practice squad, it will allow them to showcase their talents. And I can tell you that there are NFL scouts already watching the XFL games. No ifs, ands, or buts. That is absolutely happening and going to happen. And when you think about the USFL way back 25 years ago, there are some damn good players that came out of the USFL and good coaches. Jim Mora, playoffs, playoffs. He came from the Philadelphia, then Baltimore Stars of the, or maybe it was Baltimore, then Philly, one of the two of the USFL. So we will see a number of coaches and a number of players jump from the XFL to the NFL. But I enjoy that. However, the most exciting, without any questions, event to take place in any sport, and certainly golf, took place the end of January, January 30th to February 2nd, the PGA Tour stop in Phoenix, Arizona at the TPC Scottsdale, the Phoenix Open. It is known for being rowdy, as we listen to the CBS theme music. Hello, friends, and welcome to CBS's coverage of the Phoenix Open. But as I get ready to talk about this story in the Phoenix Open, this music, while good, is not as good as the PGA on CBS theme from the great Yanni. Get in much better Jim Nance character, much more upbeat, much more exciting. Hello, friends, and let me tell you about the most exciting thing to happen at a golf tournament since the founding of the game of golf in 1457 back in Scotland. At the rowdy 16th green, where there are numerous stands surrounding the green, an unnamed woman, bodacious, very large, artificially enhanced fun bags, I must say. She was so excited to be in the stands, so excited to see all the players come in, that she wanted to show her appreciation, not just to all the players, but to the other fans, especially the male fans sitting around her. And so this woman, while Webb Simpson, the ultimate winner of the Phoenix Open, was putting, she decided to get up and flash her very large, ample, massive CC inflated bosoms, her breast areas, her fun bags. And oh my, what an exciting time it was. She went right, she went left, and then Webb Simpson caught it and tried to keep his composure but couldn't. cracked a large smile, and I believe he missed his putt, although he did win the Phoenix Open. The video is going viral on social media. We will post that at CigarDave.com and post that on social media. Her exposing of her massive fun bags was greeted by huge applause. One crowd member yelling, "He's dying, he's dying. He's supposed to putt," when talking about Webb Simpson. And then after he missed the putt, spectators said, "Of course, no wonder he missed the putt. He was distracted, as you would be too." This woman, without any question, nice brunette, on a scale of 1 to 10. I would absolutely have to rate her probably a 9.25. But the boobs, the rack, major rackage and stackage, outstanding. A 10. It was absolute breast perfection. Again, the most exciting thing to ever happen at a golf tournament since the founding of golf in 1457. And as I said, with a bodacious rack like that, she absolutely should flaunt it. She was performing a public service. Showing quite the bangable babe. And let's face it, a lot of golf tournaments can be a little boring. I would like to see more of this at golf tournaments. I would like to see more excitement. And you won't find that at the Masters. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here at Amen Corner. As we look at the hallowed grounds of Augusta National, I'm overwhelmed with emotion, with joy. In fact, it's overwhelming. I have to wipe a tear from my eye. But we're ready for the premier tournament in the game of golf. A tournament like none other, with history. An incredible many years of golf immortality that takes place here at Augusta National. And I can only tell you the excitement that I have after the tournament wraps up, being able to walk into Butler Cabin on my knees, preparing to fellate and kiss the ass of the current Augusta National president. There is a much younger president now, not as stiff, but I do recall the so many years that I was on my knees kissing the ass and fellating the great Hootie Johnson. And I will never forget his famous words to me.
"Well, Jim, it is such a pleasure to have you back here at Augusta National at Butler Cabin for our historic tournament and our presentation of the green jacket and the trophy to our esteemed winner. Jim, I so much look forward to you every year getting on your knees and kissing my southern ass, my cracker ass, and fellating me and doing anything you can, speaking in that very low voice, doing everything you can to make sure CBS gets that contract another year. Because as you know, here at Augusta National, our Masters tournament, our contracts are year to year. We have no long-term contracts. And we know that CBS doesn't make much money on the tournament, but it is, of course, prestigious. And it allows me, Hootie Johnson, to be able to speak to America and speak to the world as only I can with my southern cracker accent. Jim, back to you."
Thank you so much, Hootie, for those incredibly wise words. And I speak for everyone at CBS. We'll kiss your ass and every other board member for as long as it takes to make sure we get the Masters tournament every year. Jim Nance, so long, friends, from Augusta National.
Ah, yes, the Augusta National of Masters coming up. Anytime I can take a swipe at Jim Nance. I mean, the melodrama is just so sappy and just so ridiculous. And I don't know how I got on that golf tangent, but in any event, I would love to see that woman who bared her ample decolletage and racketeer area. I would love to see that happen at the Masters. In fact, the board of directors, the average age is death. They probably would keel over if they already weren't keeled and 6 feet under. In any event. All right. Enough with the fun. Let's take on the enemies of pleasure here. Joaquin Phoenix, Hollywood star, was in The Joker, won all sorts of awards. Pardon me. In fact, let me take a little sip of my freshly brewed coffee here to make sure that my vocal cords and my throat are properly lubricated, or as Hootie Johnson would say, to make sure they're properly lubricated. Here we go. Oh, my, that is good. Is that Folgers, General? It is very good coffee. No, Hootie, it's not Folgers. It's freshly ground. Okay, much better. My vocal cords are soothed. Joaquin Phoenix of the Joker fame. It is award season. The international, you name it. The People's Choice Awards, the Oscars, the we give you an award because we feel like giving you an award show. You name it. Like for the last 6 weeks, all you see is awards. And, of course, Joaquin Phoenix doing his part for the environment by wearing... I almost have a tear coming to my eye. I'm so overwhelmed with emotion for the sacrifice that Joaquin Phoenix is making. Oh, let me compose myself here. Joaquin Phoenix announced that just before the People's Choice Awards, he would wear the same tuxedo for every one of the award shows during award season this year, which I think extends into March. I mean, the sacrifice Joaquin Phoenix is making, wearing the same tuxedo. My, this man should be put on a pedestal. This man should be given a huge monument for the sacrifice that he is making. Additionally, Joaquin Phoenix has shamed all the various award shows into serving plant-based menus to show their commitment to supporting the planet. So the Oscar nominees luncheon was vegan, plant-based. And this, he feels, is doing his part, because by not eating meat or poultry or fish, they're using less, they're taking away less of the resources and less carbon, CO2 going into the environment. All absolute poppycock. So meanwhile, while Joaquin is doing a huge sacrifice by wearing the same tuxedo and making everyone eat tofu and all sorts of other plant garbage, dandelions and other weeds for lunch, I guarantee you he's being chauffeured around in a SUV, which I have no problem with. I will guarantee you that he flies privately. I will guarantee you that he has no problem living in large homes using massive amounts of fossil fuels. But remember, it's do as I say, not as I do. Well, he won an Oscar. I don't even know what he won it for. But he won it this week, and here is an excerpt from his speech. And talk about a guy who's a wackadoodle, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I present Joaquin Phoenix.
I think that we've become very disconnected from the natural world. And many of us, what we're guilty of is an egocentric worldview. The belief that we're the center of the universe. We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources. We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow. And when she gives birth, we steal her baby. Even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable. And then we take her milk that's intended for our calf and we put it in our coffee and our cereal. And I think we fear the idea of personal change because we think that we have to sacrifice something to give something up. But human beings at our best are so inventive and creative and ingenious. And I think that when we use love and compassion as our guiding principles, we can create, develop, and implement systems of change that are beneficial to all sentient beings and to the environment.
I'm sorry. I'm so emotional. I just realized I use milk in my cereal. What I have done, taking the little calf away from her mommy cow. Hold on a second. Wait, let me get rid of the tears. Because I didn't realize by putting milk in cereal what I was doing. The squeals, the crying of that little baby calf. Okay, who am I kidding? I'm full of BS. I could care less. Come on, what a load of nonsense this Joaquin Phoenix was spewing. Give me a break. We artificially inseminate cows. Well, guess what? People artificially inseminate too, whether it's a turkey baster or going to an artificial insemination clinic. Big deal. And talk to any dairy farmer. They don't just take the calf away and the calf starts crying. They are humane to their animals. They want them to produce milk. They don't want to stress the animals. It is an absolute load of poppycock that Joaquin Phoenix has come up with. And this guy is a nutcase. Earlier in the speech, he talked about how he knows that he's been difficult to work with, and he's been very tough, and he's this. And he's a nutcase. He's Meshuggah. He's an absolute wackadoodle. Talk to any of the co-stars that work with him. But now, all of a sudden, he's got the bully pulpit for making sure we don't plunder our resources. Gee, are they the same resources that put fuel in the plane that you're going to be traveling in, the private plane, the SUV or the limo that you're going to be riding in, or one of the large homes that I'm sure you reside in to heat and cool it? But then, again, putting cream and milk in our coffee. How could we do it with a little calf? The little calf is crying. They're taking it away from her mommy cow, and now we can't. Oh. Wait a minute. Let me compose myself. I could do this the entire 2 hours going after this clown. I should get an Oscar award for the performance. Sergeant Steve, was that crying performance, was that not worthy of an Academy Award or an Oscar?
It's got to be better than any other performances.
I mean, I that was paralleling Glenn Beck, and I love Glenn. I know Glenn going way back, but
Tears.
Cue the tears, but let me cue those tears. The little mommy, every time I think of the little mommy, the little baby calf going away from the mommy cow screaming after being artificially inseminated, and that I'm being so selfish to put that milk and cream into my coffee, into my cereal. What I can eat my Captain Crunch without the milk. I can eat my Raisin Bran without the milk. I don't know if I could eat my Super Sugar Smacks without the milk, but I'll give it a try. Or my Frosted Lucky Charms. Ay, 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 these Hollywood types. This is why it had the lowest ratings in, I don't know, like 20 years. And they keep sinking. I mean, it can't get any lower. It goes into the basement if it gets any lower. They think this is resonating with the rest of America? These people that are making multi-millions, huge money, that love to get up there, like it's a huge sacrifice because you are actually wearing the same tuxedo or the same suit or the same dress more than once. Hello, E. Wake up. What do you think most of America does? Do you think most Americans go out and get a new suit for every day of the week or get a new suit every time they go to a wedding or a communion or a bar mitzvah or a graduation? You name it. No. But this is how they think that they are doing some great, great humanitarian deed, a deed that should receive accolades because they're wearing the same suit or the same dress. And then this clown stands up and says, yeah, I was a real pain in the ass to deal with. Oh, man, was I ever a son of a bitch. But, oh, by the way, we are plundering our resources. Don't use fossil fuel and don't put that milk in your cereal or in your coffee because the little baby calf was taken away from her mommy cow. Please, spare me. Enough of these Hollywood types. We don't care. We don't watch. As far as I'm concerned, they don't exist. Screw them. They are part of the enemies of pleasure.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
The Cigar Dave Show resumes in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, I'm still just about half a week away from enjoying a cigar. It's been over 5 weeks. I had this upper respiratory infection, and it turned into bronchitis. So I want to make sure it's totally clear. Don't want to jeopardize getting another cough again. I want to make sure it's out of my system. So today we'll just conduct the national libation ceremony. Litation will pick up next week. By then, be 6 weeks ready to enjoy a cigar. And here's the thing. I will be so ready to enjoy that cigar and savor every note of that cigar. It'll be a special treat. But I was in the mood for wine. Normally, I enjoy some scotch or some bourbon, even some rum. But this week, I'm in the mood for something different, something that I normally do not drink, and that would be a white wine. I've selected a Chardonnay, and something that's not expensive. I've selected the Radius Chardonnay. Now, Radius, based in Washington State, they're known for making numerous wines. Their red blend is probably their most popular, but they also have a reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. They've got a Cab, a Merlot. That red blend, as I mentioned, very, very popular, and it doesn't break the bank. This Chardonnay, suggested retail, is $9.99, and they source grapes from Washington and California. You're not going to break the bank. Now, would this be the type of wine that you would want to serve at a very special occasion? No, but is this a great summer wine, a great wine to have at a party that people can enjoy without going crazy, that's in the $9, $10, $11 category? And the answer is absolutely. It's very, very pleasant. For the price, you can't go wrong. So I've had the Radius Red Blend, but never the Chardonnay, so I picked up a bottle, and I've got it right here, and I'm using my... Let me just pour a little bit here. Now, here's the thing, is that I use my Coravan, so I don't have to go and essentially open the entire bottle. Yeah, it's not an expensive bottle, but why open it, and then a few days later, it's going to turn? There's no need to do that. So essentially, what I do is I use my Coravan system, and I will gently pour here. Okay. All right. And it comes out slowly. There we go. Okay. Fantastic. So I'm going to put that there. And I'm going to swirl it around. It has a very nice, almost apple cider color, golden color. Some great aroma of oak and spice as I swirl it around in my special wine glass here. Very, very pleasant. So let me say cheers. Take a sip. Very nice. Wow. Some apples, some pear. Very clean. I would consider this to be medium-bodied. Not a lot of warmth going down, but that's not the point. A little bit of flavor of the toasted oak. Very nice. Let me take another sip here. Lovely. So I will enjoy this Radius Chardonnay throughout the rest of the show. Again, $10. Can't go wrong. Don't be afraid, when you go and look at wine, to select wines that are not necessarily super high priced. Many people think, oh, I got to stay in the $20, $30, $40 category or else it's not going to be good. It's not the case. Not the case in any way, shape, or form. Some of the best wines are not overly expensive. I love Conundrum Red, Conundrum White. You're looking probably in the $18 a bottle. But this is $10. Can't go wrong. And here's what I suggest. Always buy a decanter. If you're serving wine at a party, nobody knows what it is. Pour it in a decanter, let it breathe a little bit, and chances are most people are going to look and say, wow, this is fantastic. This is great. What kind of wine is this? It's a special wine that I'm able to purchase from a vineyard in Washington State. That's all you need to tell people. Most people do not know. It's incredible. You will see people. Same thing with cigars. They think they've got to go buy a $20 cigar. Yet a $5, $6 cigar, $7 cigar can be just as pleasurable. Don't confuse price with quality. All right, so now that the libation is properly poured, as I take another sip, the enemies of pleasure are after us. They're after those of us that enjoy cigars, spirits, our steaks, plastic bags. They're after us. Piers Morgan, who you will recall had a show, took over for Larry. Hi, this is Larry King on CNN. Wichita, hello. Piers Morgan, the Brit. Piers the Brit. Oh, speaking of the Brit, a happy birthday to the colonel in charge of the European Theater of Operations, Colonel Mick the Brit. His birthday is tomorrow. So a very happy birthday to him. From everyone here stateside, from everyone at the Alpha Male Entertainment Network, the Cigar Dave Show, and, of course, all of our alphas and lieutenants across America. Mick the Brit, a very happy birthday. Hopefully he will have his harem over to properly service him for birthday maneuvers. But Piers Morgan, his fellow Brit, likes an occasional cigar. He smokes cigars 4 or 5 times a year, special occasions. He posted a picture on social media of him smoking a cigar. And I don't know if it was, there's one picture of him when he was wearing a top hat. I don't know if he was at a horse race. There's another one where he was casual. But he posted a picture, apparently, of him smoking a cigar during lunch. And it looks as almost like he's in Cuba. And by the way, as I look, appears you need a manicure. It's not looking good. You need a shave. And you need a facial, because I can see the blackheads in your nose. It's not good. Not good at all. Send him over to the Command Center Alpha headquarters, and we'll make sure we have a proper esthetician and manicurist take care of him. But he posts this picture, and what happens the next day? His insurance, his health insurance firm, or health insurance company, called him and said they were upping his premium because they had evidence that he was now a smoker, and he was ticked. He said, look, I exercise, I'm fit, I do cycling, and I don't smoke cigarettes, never have smoked cigarettes. I enjoy 4 to 5 cigars a year. But they still wanted to slap him with a huge increase. So he told them to go screw themselves and found another health insurance company. And it's not the first time that apparently cigars have gotten him in hot water. Last year, he was accused of hypocrisy when on his ITV1 breakfast show, he had a cigarette boss on, or a cigarette executive. He was condemning cigarettes. And then people on social media were saying, well, but he smokes cigars. As we know, cigarettes and cigars are night and day. They are two different things. Don't confuse the two. They're totally exclusive. They are totally different. But it is interesting that an insurance company today will do anything they can to come up with an excuse to raise your premium. The fact is, we know that occasional cigar smokers, statistically, have the same health levels as non-smokers. Cigarette, that's a different story. But again, we smoke cigars, the average cigar smoker, and this is from the FDA's own research, that the average, a person who smokes the average of 1 to 2 cigars per week, there's no increase in any health issues. Now, I don't tell people, you've never once heard me on this show, in the 24 and a half years I've done this show, you've never heard me say, go smoke 10 cigars a day. Smoke as many cigars a day as you can. Go eat 20 pounds of meat every day. We've never said that. I haven't had a cigar in over 5 weeks because of my upper respiratory infection. I'm not shaking. I'm not going in any nicotine withdrawal. It's not a problem. So cigarettes and cigars are totally different. But these health insurance companies now want to lump those of us that enjoy cigars into the same category as cigarette smokers. The actuarial tables show that cigar smokers live, and pipe smokers, in fact, pipe smokers, I think, live longer than the average person. And the cigar smokers who enjoy an occasional cigar, maybe 1 to 2 per day, or 1 to 2 per week, 1 a day, two per week, whatever, there's no statistically increase in health and morbidity rates, period. We don't smoke cigars just for the nicotine. We don't want to smoke 10 cigars a day. If you don't have the time, you don't. And it's ridiculous. And I'll tell you what else is ridiculous. In the state of Maryland, after college, from 1986 until 1989, I lived in Baltimore, Maryland. What a great city it was at the time. Mayor William Donald Schaefer was the mayor. Yes, he was a Democrat, but he ran a great city. Worked with the private sector. Cleaned up downtown. Made it safe. Well lit. Didn't have any of the issues that we see today at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore and the huge crime rate and the murder rates. It's a great place to live. I live right downtown after college. It was wonderful. Loved it. Thought I'd move to Tampa, be here for 2 years, and move back. As it turns out, 31 years later, I'm still in the cigar city of Tampa. And ironically, I used to love going to visit Baltimore. I have zero urge to go visit Baltimore. It's not the same city I left. But it was a wonderful city. The people were great. The food was great. I had some people that took me under their wing. The great Charlie Ekman. Charlie Markwood Ekman, well-known referee in the NBA, in college basketball, was a coach in the NBA for the Fort Wayne Zollner Pistons, going back to the early days. He also was a noted broadcaster. I had the chance to work with him. Took me under his wing. Great guy. In fact, we used to share our love of cigars and scotch together. Charlie, may you rest in peace. I think about you all the time. In fact, I'm going to raise this glass right now, even though I know you'd be saying, kid, Forget the Chardonnay. Get yourself a scotch or a bourbon. But I'm going to take a sip here. Charlie taught me a lot about being an alpha, enjoying the good life. And Maryland, always known as a great state for those that wanted to enjoy cigars. Great tobacconists and retailers. Still are. Tons of them. Davidoff Cigars and just the number of great retailers that are in Maryland, Baltimore, in the D.C. suburbs. Well, the enemies of pleasure in Baltimore have reared their ugly head. They're coming after us. A new pair of Senate bills would limit access to tobacco products, could put some retailers out of business totally. Maryland Senate Bill 3 increases the inventory wholesale tax on premium cigars and pipe tobacco from 15% to 30%, respectively. So 15% right now on cigars, 30% on pipe tobacco, to a devastating, onerous 86%. Now, an inventory wholesale tax, it basically says, okay, you're sitting on that inventory, we're going to charge you. We are going to, at the end of every year, we are going to put a tax on the fact that you have inventory. That's why most, in many states that do have inventory or floor taxes, what they try to do at the end of every year is clear out their shelves, clear out the inventory as much as they can. They'd rather sell the cigars they have at close to their wholesale costs than have to pay 15, 30% tax, or in this case, what they want to raise it to, is 86%. Again, it's an onerous tax. In addition, House Bill 3, Senate Bill 233 could ban the sale of all tobacco products if passed, because what they are saying, then they potentially could eliminate premium cigars and pipe tobacco based on the taste or smell of a product. So what they are putting, the language that is being put in, how would this directly affect premium cigars, even though premium cigars are not flavored? I mean, Drew Estate, some of their cigars, their acids are. But most premium cigars, 99.5% of cigars, premium cigars are not flavored in any way, shape, or form. But they're saying that if a tobacco product, including cigars, would have the taste or smell of fruit, mint, candy, or other non-tobacco flavors, or have a certain smell or taste or presumptive evidence that they're flavored tobacco products, they could make them illegal for sale. It's not bad enough that the enemies of pleasure want to raise the tobacco purchase age from 18 to 21. The very same people that are telling you that we need to lower the voting age from 18 to 16 because 16-year-olds are smart enough to make informed decisions when it comes to voting, but they're not smart enough at 18 to decide whether or not they want to have a glass of wine, beer, or a cigar. The hypocrisy runs rampant. But all you need is some bureaucrat to say, well, that premium cigar, that Arturo Fuente, that Padron 1926 series, that Rocky Patel Edge, that Perdomo Habano, you know what? It does have a certain smell. And there's presumptive evidence that it has a smell of something that's flavored. And then all of a sudden, they could make that illegal. Very dangerous territory. What have I always said about the enemies of pleasure? Encroachment. They start off like cockroaches. You first see a cockroach in your house, and you figure, okay, there's maybe one cockroach. Okay, no big deal. You stomp it out, that's the end of it. Next thing you know, you see two more. Then three more, then four more, then you have to have the exterminator every month. And even with the exterminator, you'll still see a few now and then. It's the same thing with the enemies of pleasure. They are like cockroaches. Oh, and in fact, I think you can hear Baron, Pendragon's Royal Baron, my canine security detail. As soon as I mention the enemies of pleasure, he goes crazy. Good boy, Baron. Don't worry, there's no enemies of pleasure. We have made sure within a one-mile radius we're okay. See, he's looking. As soon as I say enemies of pleasure, the tail is up. He starts barking. Good boy, Baron. Always good to be watching for the enemies of pleasure. But they're like cockroaches. They come in. Incrementalism. It's okay, Baron. Baron, come here. Come here. There's no enemies of pleasure. Mike Bloomberg is not anywhere near the Sunshine State or the Cigar City. Come here, buddy. It's okay. Good boy. Good to protect all the alphas from the enemies of pleasure. Very good. And the Democrats and the libs. Good boy. I should give him a treat right now. I really should. I should go over and give him some chicken chips. but I don't want to leave my microphone position. Good boy, Baron. Good job, buddy. All right, so these enemies of pleasure are like cockroaches. What they do, and it's all about incrementalism. They first come under the guise of, we just want to eliminate smoking, just in restaurants. That's all. That's all we want. And so they get their way. Then they come in and say, we just want to eliminate, now it's worked so well in indoor restaurants and buildings, now we think there should be no outdoor patios that are cigar or smoking friendly. And then they get their way there. Now they've got their foot in the door. Then they say, you know, it's worked so well not having indoor smoking and the smoking bans on outdoor patios at restaurants and bars. We ought to extend it to sidewalks and then extend it to parks and golf courses and all public streets. They never stop. They're like the cockroaches that you want to whack once, but you can't. They keep rearing their ugly heads. Mark my words. They're thrilled that the tobacco age went from 18 to 21, but they're not satisfied. Oh, they're thrilled it went to 21. If you don't think they're going to now try to raise it to 25, think again. Listen to what I'm saying. Mark it down. On Saturday, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. And by the way, I forgot to mention Valentine's Day last weekend to Cigar Mother and Cigar Sister. A happy belated Valentine's Day to them. Cigar Mother and Cigar Sister. But they're not going to be happy until they totally prohibit the sale of any tobacco products. So it's going to go from 18 to purchase tobacco to 21. They're going to start a campaign to raise it to 25, then 30. There's a proposal in Hawaii where that they wanted to, you essentially, I think you had to be, I think, 100 or 95 years old to be able to purchase tobacco products. That's how just onerous and how ridiculous these people think, these enemies of pleasure. They don't care about personal freedom, but yet these are the same people saying, we need to have 16-year-olds voting. These are the same people that are saying, oh, wait a minute, I have the right to choose. Okay, fine. I don't want to get into anybody's personal life. That's not up to me. But by the same token, do not come into my personal life and tell me or an adult who's 18 that they can't purchase a cigar or that I can't have a cigar no matter what my age. We all hear about freedom of choice. I believe in freedom of choice. Freedom to enjoy a libation, freedom to enjoy a cigar, freedom to have a harem, freedom to live your life in peace without the enemies of pleasure bureaucrats up your tuchus. So they want to lower the voting age from 18 to 16. I say, fine. Okay. Then, by the same token, let's lower the drinking age to 16. Let's lower the age to purchase tobacco to 16. All the same things. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. But I'm telling you right now, there will be a movement to raise the tobacco purchase age to 25. Quick timeout. We shall continue.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive 3 premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club has been en fuego, on fire with marvelous selections. And we continue that trend for February. We feature
a full-flavored selection of Crowned Head's unique artisanal quality cigars. First up, the Jericho Hill, dedicated to the man in black. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Jericho Hill, the first Nicaraguan cigar from Crown Heads. It's wrapped in a Mexican San Andrean Maduro wrapper. Rich, dark, delivers medium to full-flavored attitude. Then we feature the La Imperiosa. Buckle up. It's a seriously full-flavored beauty. Ecuadorian Habano Oscuro wrapper ignites massive notes of pepper. And then we wrap it up with Juarez, inspired by Jericho Hill. But Juarez amps up the strength, delivering notes of spice and sweetness. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars like the Crown Heads full-flavored sampler. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join the Officers Club today.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
The Westminster Dog Show, 144th Westminster Dog Show, took place earlier this week. I am irate. Seba, a black standard poodle, was named best in show. I'm sorry. First of all, I'm looking at this poodle. This is the butt. Not only was the handler butt ugly, but so was the dog. This dog looks like, I'm not kidding you, like a baboon or an ape. It's got this big hair around in the face. Like if you looked at a baboon or an ape in the zoo, that's what you would see on this thing. Ugly, ugly, ugly. And Daniel the Golden Retriever, who was a fan favorite, was snubbed. You know, Golden Retrievers never won the Westminster Dog Show. As far as I'm concerned, Pendragon's Royal Baron, Puppy Baron, who will be two next month, he would have kicked the ass of every one of those dogs. He is far better looking, far more regal, and far smarter. Right, Baron? And he's trained to hunt and destroy the enemies of pleasure and secure the compound from all enemies. Ugly dog. We'll post this at CigarDave.com and social media. But I love one of the other finalists named Bourbon, a hound. What a great name. Baron, you are the champion, buddy. Mark Blanton, our resident tech guru and owner of the Humidor store in the Cigar City, will join us next hour as we talk about the Consumer Electronics Show, the CES review, next hour. Stay there.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. China's reported a drop in the new virus cases for the third straight day. The National Health Commission saying there's 2009 new cases in mainland China, bringing the total number of confirmed cases on the mainland to 68,500. The fatality rate remains stable with 142 new deaths, and makes the death toll now 1,665. Here at home, a lot of folks in Jackson, Mississippi have already left homes or are preparing to do so. After Governor Tate Reeves today gave an evacuation order amid forecasts of the Pearl River expecting to crest at 38 feet tomorrow, that would be the highest point in decades. Mississippi's Emergency Management Agency Chief Gregory Michelle says it's important for people in evacuation zones to heed the warnings.
Do not wait till the water gets in your house to evacuate. Do not wait until water envelops your home or blocks a road so that you cannot get out. When you take risk like this, it puts first responders and emergency responders in additional risk.
A lot of folks say that they're looking at the Governor Reeves' statement that he says more than 2,400 homes and other structures in and near Jackson could either be inundated or isolated by the rising waters. An important military anniversary is being celebrated.
The National Museum of the Marine Corps is marking the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Iwo Jima. The museum along Interstate 95 in Triangle, Virginia, is hosting a series of events the weekend of February 22nd. Medal of Honor recipient Herschel Woody Williams will share his memories of Iwo Jima during a presentation on February 22nd. The next day will feature an Iwo Jima-themed family day and a concert by the Marine Band. The 1945 Battle of Iwo Jima is best known for the photograph showing six Marines raising the U.S. flag over Mount Suribachi. That flag is on display at the museum.
Keith Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the three-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the three-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the three-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Angry demonstrations in Mexico City as hundreds of women protested the gruesome slaying and mutilation of another young woman.
Dozens of protesters spray-painted slogans such as "We won't be silenced" on the facade of the capital's National Palace as the president was holding his daily news conference inside. Some spray-painted the plastic shields of riot officers as the crowd chanted "Not one more murdered" and "Justice" before police unleashed pepper spray. Hundreds also marched to the offices of a media outlet that published grisly images of the crime scene, and a newspaper truck outside was partially set ablaze. The government and activists say about 10 women are slain each day across Mexico just because they are women. Last year, there were nearly 4,000 in all, up 7% from 2018, according to federal figures. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Investigators are heading into a shortened week. It's light on economic reports. Stock and bond markets are closed Monday for the President's Day holiday. On Wednesday, the government will issue its report on producer prices, which measures inflation pressures before they reach consumers. Also, the Federal Reserve will release minutes from its January meeting. Wall Street will also get some updates on the health of the housing industry. The government will release data on housing starts on Wednesday. Patrick Frost reporting. Officials say there's been a settlement with bondholders that would reduce Puerto Rico's public debt by 70%. The settlement's the biggest one to date since Puerto Rico's government announced in 2015 it was unable to pay more than $70 billion in public debt load and file for the largest U.S. municipal bankruptcy in 2017. But the territory's governor, Wanda Vasquez, rejected the settlement, saying it puts too heavy a burden on the island's retirees. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, my cocktail is absolutely properly poured in my wine glass here, a nice Chardonnay that we enjoyed for the libation ceremony. No cigar today because, again, I want to make sure I'm totally clear of my bronchitis and that upper respiratory infection. Just playing it safe. Next week, I'll be ready to enjoy a cigar. First time in about five and a half weeks, and I will enjoy it thoroughly. And one of the other things that I enjoy thoroughly, technology, toys for boys, gadgets, all sorts of items that we as alpha males want to have, whether it's giant screen TVs, whether it is drones, whether it is remote controls, any kind of technology, we want it. And the place where all the technology is released, the Consumer Electronics Show, the CES, that took place last month in Vegas. And we welcome you back to hour number two. Don't forget, follow me on social media. Just go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Twitter always on, at Cigar Dave Show, Facebook Cigar Dave. And our resident tech guru, longtime friend, who also happens to be one of the proprietors of the Humidor store, the foremost company in the world to create your own walk-in humidor, humidification devices, standalone type humidors, cabinets, right here in the Cigar City, the Humidor Store, great stuff. Does all of the humidor work for and humidification for the Alpha Male Entertainment Network and me personally. Captain Mark Blanton joins us. Mark, great to have you with us. CES took place last month. We're finally able to get you on, and it's an incredible show. I just want to give the facts real quickly. The number of participants. There are 4,500 exhibiting companies, 175,000-plus attendees. It's the largest convention in Vegas.
160-plus countries represented. It takes up the Las Vegas Convention and World Trade Center, the Westgate Las Vegas, the Renaissance Las Vegas, the Sands Expo Center, the Venetian Convention Center rooms, the Palazzo, the Wynn, the Encore, Aria, Monte Carlo, Videra, all their banquet rooms and meeting space. This thing is absolutely giant. Everybody thought it was all about TVs. It's not. It has changed dramatically.
Good day, General. Yes, CES, all that you said, and we try to see it in 4 days, needless to say, it is impossible. It is absolutely impossible to see the entire show. There is always a ton that you miss, but you try to see as much as you can. I treat it kind of like a flea market. I go to each and every single booth, whether it's something I'm interested or not, because I want to see exactly what they're offering and what's new out there. This year, the show goes from a Tuesday to Friday is how it works. We always arrive in there on Monday mornings because on Monday evenings there's always some kind of keynote speaker that kind of starts the show off, and we never want to miss that. And this year, it was Samsung. So anyway, when we got to the airport, remember, this is the ultra technology show in the world, and we get there, and there are literally, I mean, thousands and thousands of us getting off of planes, and we get our bags, and then you get your badges for the show at the airport. It makes it quite convenient. Well, lo and behold, we're there, and the line's not moving. We can't figure out what in the world's going on, and so the guys in the front of the line comes back and says, you're not going to believe this, but the computers went down. I said, you got to be kidding me. We're the most advanced technology show in the world, and nobody can get a badge, can't go anywhere. It shut down all throughout the city. Long story short, it was only down about an hour. We got up, but it just goes to show you, even the best of the best have glitches from day to day. We got to our hotel right on schedule, and there was these tremendous lines at this hotel, and we're going, what the hell's going on? And we're looking at it, come to find out that Lyft has come out and brought out their self-driving cars, and they were offering free rides from the hotels in their self-driving cars to the convention center. And everybody wanted to go for a ride. And it was unbelievable. Now, I personally never got a chance to get into one of those self-driving cars because the line was so long. I mean, when I say massive, there must have been, at least 400 people in line to get a ride. And there weren't that many self-driving cars around, but it goes to show you that technology is here and now, and it is coming forward whether you like it or not.
Well, it's interesting talking about the CES, because there's been some really incredible technology innovations and introductions going back to 1967 when the first consumer electronics show kicked off in New York City, and they had 250 exhibitors and 17,000 attendees. And this is some wild technology when you think about this. Technology that we, at the time, was state-of-the-art, we used all the time, much of which has gone by the wayside. 1970, the first VCR was introduced. And I remember as a kid, probably maybe around 1977, 78, when the Betamax first came, and then there was the VHS. And I'll never forget going into an electronics store in Buffalo, and it was this giant Betamax. I mean, it looked like this thing must have weighed about 50 pounds. And I remember there was a channel tuner, an old analog tuner at the front. That's how you change the channel to what you're going to record. And this giant tape thing came up from the front. And I remember seeing it saying, that's incredible. And I remember going to the guy saying, yeah, how much? And he's like, $1,700. And I said, wow, that's a little steep. I'll wait till the price comes down. He said, let me tell you something right now. It's as cheap as it's going to get. It's never coming down. This is it. Well, lo and behold, at the end, you could buy VCRs for, I think, $79. And it's really incredible. But then 1974, the Laserdisc player. 1981, the camcorder and CD player. And at the time, CDs, that was incredible. I remember in Baltimore, when I lived in Baltimore after college, I bought my first CD player, maybe the first 5-6 CDs. And I said to myself, this is incredible. The sound, look how small this is. There's no static. Then we saw in 1994, the first digital satellite system. Basically DirecTV, USSB at the time, 1998, high-definition TV, 2000, satellite radio, 2001, the Xbox, 2004, HD radio, 2008, OLED, And then last year, 5G connectivity. But when you look at a lot of those technologies, Mark, camcorders, VCR, Laserdisc, they're gone. Gone. They've already been replaced. Yes. We used to go to record stores as kids. No more. Now you do it right on your smartphone. When you think of how the technology is changing at a far more rapid pace than 40 years ago, it really is amazing.
But to show you how far it's gone, just realize, if I'm not exact on this, but I think it's approximately 13 years ago is when the iPhone was released to the public. The very first iPhone, only 13 years ago. And look how far we have come now and the things we do with our telephones. Last year when we were on talking about CES, we were talking about 5G and about, oh, 5G this, 5G that. Well, what was amazing at this year's show was the 5G was toned way, way, way down. I mean, like 20% of the hype of what it was last year, because last year was a big sales gimmick, and this year the real world came out because everybody found out in the real world that, hey, it takes a lot to put 5G out there because you got to put up these ton of antennas. The signal doesn't go very far, and therefore you have to have a lot of antennas to make it work. And so this year we went to an event that was talking about 5G and 4G, and it was put on by a gentleman named Shelley Palmer, which is a guru in technology. And he says, do you know what 5G is going to do for us, the consumers? And he comes back and he says, absolutely nothing. And everybody was like floored. There's about maybe 300 of us in this group. And he said, here's the deal. On your cell phone, it's going to do nothing. And here's why. He said, first of all, let's put things in perspective. Right now, a 4G connection takes 43 milliseconds. A 5G connection takes 1.5 milliseconds. To put that in perspective, a blink of an eye is 300 to 400 milliseconds. We're talking instantaneous. So you get 5G, so you made a faster phone call. Who cares? Because nobody can tell the difference. It's great for downloading, but on our cell phones, we don't download anything. We stream everything. You're watching YouTube, that's streaming. Right. If you're watching Netflix, that's streaming. You're not downloading a gigantic file and then playing it. So where it's going to really help out at is the people in business. Have an antenna on the outside of your business, and then everything inside your business will run on 5G and super high speed. But from our cell phone point of view, 5G and 4G, it's really not there, and I don't look for it to be there, at least in the next 5 to 6 years. And the reason is when you don't get 5G, is automatically going to divert to 4G. Now, remember, last year, before any of this started coming out, they said only a 5G phone can run 5G and only 4G can run 4G. Well, that proved out to be unfounded, because a 5G phone will downgrade to a 4G automatically when it can't get the 5G signal. 5G signal does not go through walls, weather. If a tree branch blows in front of the antenna, it degrades the signal. So this 5G is way, way, way different than 4G in quality and being able to reach us, you know, on our cell phones. I mean, let's face it, as we travel around the country, you'll get some places where you have difficult time with cell service. I've even dropped down in some areas 3G. I didn't even know 3G even existed.
Right.
But I even got some 3G out in the way in the countryside, you know, north of Texas, out in the middle of the plain states. So I don't want everybody to really think that this 5G is the end-all, be-all of everything. It's really not, because 4G right now, they've got it throttled. And it's only throttled about 50% right now. They can really boost the speed on 4G. They've held it back because they don't want to overburden the network and everything. But 5G, yes, it's here. It's coming. It's very expensive on the build-out. I mean, we took a look at some numbers. I mean, we're talking like $850 million on a build-out. And the last time I looked at any balance sheets of any of the AT&T or Verizon, all those guys, they don't have that kind of money to throw into a massive build-out all in one time, nor do they have the manpower to be able to do it. So I look for this to be rolled out over a period of the next 4 or 5 years. And, yes, we're going to get there, no doubt about it, because it's here now. They're doing it at the stadiums first, at our football stadiums. Miami, of course, has got 5G now. We, in Tampa, Florida, where I am at, We have Tampa Stadium. And I just, by just coincidence, yesterday had the executives from Verizon in my office, and they are building out Tampa Stadium right now with 5G, and they're building out the surrounding area around Tampa Stadium with 5G because all the big wigs all go to the big game, you know, and that's where we are.
And Super Bowl's coming next January or February, so they're anticipating that. Mark Blanton, a tech guru, longtime friend of the show and proprietor of the Humidor store, the foremost authority and I think manufacturer of humidification systems and creating walk-in humidors, cabinets to properly maintain your cigars and your wine as well, joins us. Attended the CES. How many years have you been attending CES, Mark?
Right now, I think this is my 15th year, if I'm not mistaken. I quit keeping track. I'm getting old, but I've been going a very, very long time, and I sure have seen a lot of technology change in my day.
All right, so when we talk about CES, the first thing that always comes to mind is TVs. Big screen TVs, flat screen TVs, foldable TVs. And I understand that Samsung and LG had very, very cool booth spaces with loads of micro LEDs, OLEDs, and 8K panels. But the star of the show, from what I hear, was that there was a Samsung 292-inch micro LED TV. First of all, what's the difference between OLED, micro LED, and that 292-inch must have been absolutely mammoth?
It is unbelievable. Samsung has this product they brought out actually 3 years ago, believe it or not, called the Wall. And when you went up to the Wall, it was so real because it's transmitting in 8K is what you're basically looking at. You got the micro LED, you got the OLED, of course, Samsung's QLED. I mean, there's all kind of buzzwords everybody's getting. It all boils down to the number of dots per inch, basically. The tighter you can get the LEDs put together that's transmitting the light, the better the picture in the story. The Wall, let's talk about Samsung. First of all, it is the leader. It is the greatest quality TV out there, and you can make it any size you want because they sell the TV and panels. The panels are approximately about 10 inches by 10 inches on square, and then you just kind of put it together like a Rector set, and then the computer, a little simple computer module, takes formulates the picture size to go onto that square that you built. Now, you have to understand the seams are seamless. You don't see them. You can walk right up to it. You're not going to see them. It is that good. LG's out there trying to compete in the same space. Sharp is trying to do a heck of a job out there. They're all competing, but let's face it, they're all over in Asia. A lot of them are getting the components from the same areas. A lot of similarities and a lot of things, and I can see why that it is. I like Samsung a lot. Samsung is really diverse out there, from TVs to interaction with your cars to your cell phone devices. It's absolutely just phenomenal what Samsung's doing, and they're always thinking. When we got there on that Monday night was the keynote, and guess what? It was Samsung. So we went there, about 3,000 of us in the room, and we sat there, and then all of a sudden, the president of Samsung comes walking out on stage, and then there's this little yellow ball about the size, just a little bit bigger than a grapefruit. I'm going to say maybe like 2 inches bigger than a grapefruit, but not the size of a soccer ball. Comes out bright yellow, and it's following him. And we're all going, what the heck is this? And we're thinking, we're in Vegas, magic show, David Copperfield kind of thing or whatever. Well, lo and behold, this little ball was an interactive ball that had a camera, and it could talk. And it had face recognition, and it would follow you anywhere you wanted to go. And we're going, what the heck would you use something like this for? Well, guess what? Senior care. Think about it. Everybody has a mom and dad. We're all getting older. As people are getting older, we're living longer. The modern technology and medicine, how we take care of ourselves. But mom doesn't want to have a healthcare professional in the house always watching her, and you can't stay there and watch her. This little ball called Bally, B-A-L-L-I-E, you can go on YouTube, look it up. It's unbelievable. You can see the exact presentation that I was sitting at because they were filming it. And this little ball will follow your mom or dad or dog or children or whatever you want to do around the house, stay under the chairs where it's not in the middle of the room or anything. And you'll be able to look at it on your cell phone to see if your mom's okay, is the kids okay and everything. You could communicate through it. It can communicate back to you. If your mom or dad were to fall accidentally, it has sensors to know that your mom fell. It knows to automatically call you on your cell phone, give you a picture. It has the ability to turn around and call 911. It is unbelievable what it can do. And again, Samsung, the leader out there on this. But this is first generation. I mean, this is brand new. Think where it's going to be in 5 years. But they were saying instead of having these cameras all over the house to look to see how your kids are doing or your mom's doing, just have this little ball follow it around. And it's the darndest thing I've ever seen.
Well, it's interesting. I'm watching a video on it right now. It really is incredible. So a couple of questions I would have. Number one, what if you live in a two-story or multi-story home and you've got stairs? Do you have to have one of these on each
yes,
floor?
Yes, you do. We asked that question. We said, how's it going to go up the stairs? And they said, well, it can go down, but it can't go up.
And how about on carpet? So, will it work on carpet?
Yes, works on carpet with no problem.
Then the other question people will have is, of course, security. We've now, you know, there's Ring and there's all these other doorbells, and now it's coming out that the footage is not encrypted, that employees of the various doorbell companies, whether it's Amazon or Google, can tap into this. They're dealing with various police departments and not telling people. So privacy is always an issue as well. Have they addressed what kind of security? Will there be an encrypted video feed or wherever it's available so that people can't just automatically go in and watch what you're doing randomly?
They realize they've got a problem. They know they have to address it. It's being talked about, but specifics are not being talked about. That really bothers me a lot. It's almost like if you develop a new lock, there's going to be a new locksmith knows how to unlock that lock. So it's going to be a cat and mouse chase from this point forward. It'll never end. And I always tell everybody, I said, look, one, if you are putting cameras in and you're starting to broadcast that information out, I said, that's really dangerous because the world can break in and see it. Here you are on Facebook and you're telling somebody, I'm going to the mountains for vacation. Well, there the burglars can see, okay, he's going to the mountains. The next thing you know, well, I can look at his camera feed and I can see if there's anybody home. It's really scary where it's going, and you need to take a little bit of self-responsibility for your own security and use some common sense here because you just never know who's looking in that camera.
All right, we've got about a minute and a half in this segment, Mark. Let's highlight another exciting product that came out of CES.
The one thing that I was really impressed with when I went to the Samsung booth is I've been waiting to see it, got my hands on it. It was the new Samsung Fold, the phone. That's the big thing out there now. The Samsung Fold, $1,980. Let me tell you what. I was expecting something kind of cheap and not really nice. If it was like a Samsung Note where you could take notes on it, you had me at hello. It is going to turn the cell phone into a business device. And everybody's out there chasing this. I mean, look, Hawaii's got the Mate X. Of course, it's only available over in China. But, of course, you got the Motorola Razr Flip. So there's all kind of new designs coming out on cell phones. We'll be chasing that to the end of time. But the flip technology and the flexible screen technology, it is there, and it's getting literally better by the year. And do not discount this Samsung Fold. It is the cat's meow, in my opinion, when it comes to cell phones, because you have a cell phone and you open it up and you have a mini tablet. It's unbelievable.
Well, the price is going to have to come down because $1,900 or $1,800 is pretty stiff. But with technology, we've seen technology prices come down on a regular basis, especially as I remember LED TVs and HD TVs, how expensive they were. Now, $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, you get the brand new, you know, top of the line, state of the art. Mark Blanton, our resident tech guru, also owner of the Humidor store is our guest as we are exploring everything that occurred at the CES. There's technology. There's a whole bunch of other items. We'll continue with Mark around the corner.
Check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the General enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit and drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Experience the life and story of artist and World War II veteran John Schuller through his paintings and memoirs in Turtle Bay's exhibit, Lost Man Blues, John Schuller, Art and War. Open now until April 26th. Learn more about this must-see art exhibition at turtlebay.org.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
1 minute. Cigar Dave is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. foremost authority on cigars, spirits, diversions, and the good life, the General Cigar Dave.
We have to include technology, gadgets, all sorts of other alpha male goodies in there as well. The Consumer Electronics Show took place mid-January. We're finally getting around to talking about it with Mark Blanton, our resident tech guru, also the proprietor of the Humidor store in the Cigar City, and they are the foremost authority on humidification when it comes to your cigars or proper cooling for your wine. They have built, and Mark, I've been over to the Humidor store, and I remember when you would go to the cigar retailers conventions, you would build a giant walk-in humidor that you would actually tear down and build on the show floor. Absolutely incredible. You've done everything from a small cabinet all the way up to a giant walk-in humidor, very alpha male kind of man cave, as well as a lot of retailers across the country that you've also built out their humidification devices and their displays. So great stuff for anybody, really, whether you want just a small cabinet or something absolutely massive into your house.
Absolutely. The small walk-in has really taken off. I mean, I have to say this, probably about 70% of our business right now. What people like about it is if they move or they want to grow it, it's all modular. And so we just send you extra pieces to make it bigger. You want to take it to a new home, no big deal. You just take it apart. It just put together with bolts and wing nuts, and it comes with air and humidification and LED lights and everything you want. It's a turnkey system, really super simple. And well, we've taken that same concept now, getting ready to release it just in about a month from now, is we got the same thing for your wine, a portable wine cellar. And this is going to do incredible. We've had all kind of interest from all the major retailers out there because they want to be able to sell this to their customers because everybody has wine. And as you start collecting wine, you like to have your own little private wine cellar. And we have the ability to make it a pure wine cellar for you, or we can have a little mix, a little wine cellar and humidor combined.
Well, one of the things that I love that you showed me was, and a lot of people may go in, buy a house, so they may not plan on staying there forever, but to go out and build a custom-made room where you've got wood paneling on the walls and, you know, you're really the ceiling, and once you build it, you can't take it with you, but you solve that problem. The way that you can actually take a room, measure a room, and you can basically create a walk-in type of humidor man cave experience, but if somebody moves or gets a bigger house or downsizes, they can take the entire room with them for all practical purposes.
Absolutely. It's really simple to take apart. It takes about 3 to 4 hours to take it apart and about 3 to 4 hours to put it together. All you need is a screwdriver and a pair of pliers is all you need. All the connections are LED is basically a barrel connector. You just plug and play is how the whole thing works. And you just need a 110-volt socket for it to work on the air conditioning. We just upgraded that, and now you don't even need a drain anymore because it gets rid of the moisture, anything that it would happen to collect, it evaporates into the air. So that's just absolutely fantastic where it's all going. And, of course, we're like technology. As time goes on, we make things better, quicker, more economical because we're making it, finding a way to make it faster. And it's all made right here in Tampa, Florida, in the United States, and that's what it's all about, giving Americans jobs.
I agree with you 100%. Now, Mark, you were at the CES in Las Vegas last month, and we talked about some of the cool products that you saw. We talked about the TVs, the foldable phone, as well as it's kind of a tablet as well. But there's some other items that I want to hit. What other, you mentioned something to me earlier called Eureka Park. What is that?
Eureka Park is an area, if you've got something brand new, has never been in displayed at the show before, you want to go to Eureka Park because that's where you would exhibit at. Well, that's the first place that I hit. It's the people in Eureka Park are companies that have spent more money in getting their booth space, putting up their booth, and getting to Las Vegas than they have money in their entire company. Brand new ideas. People, I mean, they haven't been represented yet. They come up with this idea. Some of the products are really crude. Some of them are a little more advanced. They spend a little more time in polishing their product. But you find some just unbelievably neat, neat, neat ideas. One of them, I ran across a guy, and you know how all of us, we have to charge our cell phones and our tablets, no matter whether it's Apple, whether it's Samsung, whatever we got, we always have to charge it. Well, the big thing, of course, has come along in recent years is what's called inductive charging, where, you know, you take your cell phone or tablet or earbuds or whatever, and you put it down onto like a little plate, for example, and then it automatically charges without you having to plug something in. Again, inductive charging. Well, this gentleman had taken it a whole nother level. He has this module that you put underneath the seat in your car, and what it does, it broadcasts, sends out inductive charging, doesn't affect you or your electronics or anything like that, but it charges anybody and everybody who has anything in the car. So now all of a sudden, your passengers in the back seat, their cell phones are automatically being charged. When the front seat, of course, everybody's cell phones are being charged. Because how many times a day do we as individuals look down at our cell phone or a tablet to see how much battery life we have left and do we need to plug it in? This was ingenious what this guy has come up with for our cars. Now, let's take it the next step. What if you just took it and you put it in your house, put it at your office? Now, all of a sudden, you don't have to have a charging pad. You don't have to have cables anymore. Wherever you go, you walk in the area, your phone's going to automatically start charging. I thought it was unreal until the guy plugged it in and made it work. And I was standing at his booth in front of him, about 3 feet away from him, and my phone was charging. I'm going, this is unbelievable. Think of the implications that this could have. And again, this was this guy's very first trade show he'd ever done. He invented this thing in his garage at his house, kind of like how Microsoft invented the computer. And look at what he's done. Give it the next few years. I look for this to be a real player. If one of the major technology companies or automotive manufacturers didn't already buy him out by now to get this out in the marketplace, because it was something that was so simple, and it's something that every single one of us need, no matter what kind of device or brand that we have.
Here's my question. If it's charging your phone and you're sitting on this thing, is it doing something to your body? Is there electrical current going through your body? That's something that has to be looked at with all these
I agree.
Radio waves and everything else.
I agree.
If somebody's got a pacemaker, does that disrupt that? I'm not sure I want to sit on an inductive charging pad. But the concept is interesting.
It was very small. I mean, it was a coil that was approximately about 3/4 inch in diameter, and it was basically like an oval. And the oval was maybe only about 1.5 feet wide by maybe, say, 1.25 feet deep, if you would say. And that's all it was. It was just one pipe. It looked like, anyway, a copper pipe. I had some electronic components, had a control unit and everything, and it was doing that. And I absolutely agree with you on the pacemaker, and it needs to be checked out. I'm just saying these are the guys that are bringing cutting-edge new ways of looking at technology to solve problems that we have today. But let's face it, we're all talking on cell phones every single day, and we're putting this thing that's generating massive amount of waves out of them. Our cell phones got power, and we got it literally within, 1/4 inch of our brain cells, you know?
Well, that's why I always use speaker, or I use a plugged-in. I don't even use a Bluetooth headset. I use a little, just one that plugs in and goes right into my ear, but I rarely, if ever, hold that phone next to me. I will always use the speaker phone where it's maybe 6-8 inches away from me, but preferably I've got just the old-fashioned earplug that's got the little microphone. You put that in there, and I find that to be better quality than the Bluetooth, and I don't have to worry about the radio waves. So it's old-fashioned, it's old-school, but I agree with you. I think when you see a lot of these people that have the phone to their heads for hours a day, I don't care what anybody says, you know that can't be good. Now, Mark, let's talk about something that affects a plethora, a huge number, millions, and as Bernie Sanders would say, billions and billions and billions of Americans every year, and that is Amazon deliveries. And there was a solution for getting your Amazon delivery securely at CES.
Absolutely. Amazon's really changed the way the world does business, okay? Also, groceries. I mean, let's face it, many of the grocery stores in the country are now offering delivery. Well, when they deliver and you're not at the house or you're working late at the office, what are they going to do? Either not deliver it, or they're going to put it on your doorstep where you can have the porch pirates come by and steal your stuff. Well, there were a couple companies. I'm going to just mention one of them, a company called Delivery Pods. And what this is, it's a little small cabinet, very nice-looking cabinet now, okay? And what it does is it has multiple doors on it, and it sits outside your house, and it's got a little green LED on it, letting the driver, whoever it is, know that that area is open. So he opens it up. And when he opens it up, he puts his items inside, and then he closes it. And when he closes, he waves his hand, and the door goes locked. Cannot be opened other than anyone except yourself, and it's opened via your cell phone because it's hooked up to Wi-Fi in your house. So, for example, something gets delivered. Let's say your kids get home early or a friend gets there, and you go, hey, your package was delivered today. And he goes, oh, yeah? And, well, here, I'll unlock it. And he goes out front, and things unlocked, and you can get your items out. And it's good to go again for the next delivery. It also has a built-in cell camera on it, so, you know, a camera through the Wi-Fi, so that when that delivery is made, it's got motion, so you can see the driver come walking up to the box, almost like a Ring, like we have a lot of people have at their house. And then it goes in, the message comes to the phone, you get to look at it, and you see for sure it was delivered, show that it was locked. I just think it's a great idea because there's so many porch pirate incidents out there in this country. And this unit ranges in size. You get multiple sizes, anywhere from a low of about $249 up to $449. But think about it. If you get things stolen, say you had a Samsung watch delivered, for example, that's $350. And if someone turns around and steals it off your porch, you're chasing, well, did it get delivered? And of course, Amazon says, yes, here's the picture of it. But you're the one out the money because someone's the one that stole it from you. They didn't steal it from Amazon. And that goes for any kind of deliveries, whether it's UPS, the mail service, or whatever. It's a nice way to be able to lock something up on a delivery, know that it's delivered. But the real neat thing about it was you're at the office, somebody's at the house, you can unlock it for anybody at any time. You can be at the office, you can be on the other side of the world for that matter because of the internet. And you can unlock it, and you can see somebody unlocking it, making sure they got it, and it's all being recorded. Just phenomenal idea. So simple, but it's something that solves a current day problem that we have.
And I see that actually they've got a Kickstarter campaign that they have going on, and they've already raised, I think, $37,000 to bring this delivery pod to life. It is a cool-looking item. The question is, can it be permanently affixed to concrete or a wall or something so that people don't just say, okay, you know what, I'm not going to take the package, I'm going to take the whole delivery pod.
Yes, they got a way to affix it to the ground, to the concrete, or from the inside, almost kind of like we have our safes today. You buy any kind of a safe, a sentry safe, it's got ways to be able to anchor it down. This is the same thing. Now, there's some other companies that's seeing what's going on, and they took it a little bit further. They're a little ahead on the power curve, and it involves drones and stuff. But what they've done, it's a mailbox. And it's a mailbox where it's legal for the mailman, of course, to drop it in normally. It has the same concept on the bottom, except it's out on the street, okay? And then it's got a flat top on it, and it's where its future deliveries from drones can land on it and drop their packages, and the packages go inside the lockbox. So it's a much more advanced, I'm going, well, we're really not there today on it. Great idea. Glad you got it. But current deal, everybody's dropping our packages, most of us anyway, at our front door. And that's where I thought this little delivery box would really come in handy. And I do plan on getting one.
Very cool. Mark Blanton, our resident tech guru, is our guest talking about the Consumer Electronics Show, all the goodies, gadgets released a month ago. Our final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club has been en fuego, on fire with marvelous selections, and we continue that trend for February. We feature a full-flavored selection of Crowned Head's unique artisanal quality cigars. First up, the Jericho Hill, dedicated to the man in black. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Jericho Hill, the first Nicaraguan cigar from Crown Heads. It's wrapped in a Mexican San Andrean Maduro wrapper. Rich, dark, delivers medium to full-flavored attitude. Then we feature the La Imperiosa. Buckle up. It's a seriously full-flavored beauty. Ecuadorian Habano Oscuro wrapper ignites massive notes of pepper. And then we wrap it up with Juarez, inspired by Jericho Hill. But Juarez amps up the strength, delivering notes of spice and sweetness. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars like the Crown Heads full-flavored sampler. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join the Officers Club today.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Defending your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. It's the General Cigar Dave.
Final segment as we talk Consumer Electronics Show recap with Mark Blanton, our resident tech guru, as well as the proprietor of the Humidor Store based here in the Cigar City. Great humidification, custom-made humidors, anything from a cabinet all the way to a walk-in man cave type of humidor. Mark, it's interesting because the CES was always geared towards consumer electronics, but a few years ago, the auto manufacturers started to display their cars and technology, and I understand there were two concept cars that were or made their debut at this year's CES a month ago.
Yeah, that's the thing. On North Hall at the Las Vegas Convention Center, there are a lot of new concept cars. There just wasn't most of the manufacturers brought their new concept cars there. The one thing about the concept cars, they're way out there showing all the latest technology, new styles. It's really radical. But it's like if any of us have gone to the car shows, they always have the concept cars there. But we never see that in real world. It never really comes out. Where the rest of the show, you'll see the Samsung TVs and all the other stuff that's out there. That's getting ready to come out in the next year. And what you see is what you get. But over on the concept side with the cars, what you see is not what you're going to get. You might get a fraction of it. They're just getting what kind of response they can get back from it. And that's what's kind of disappointing. I go through there and I look at that, and I'm very impressed with a lot of things that they're doing. But I go, that's great. The only time I'm going to see it is here at CES. And I don't really focus on that really heavy because we're not going to see it. I want stuff that I can touch. I'm a gadget guy. I love my toys. I want to touch it. Don't just show me something and never give it to me.
Well, but you never know. Some of the technology may end up in cars down the road. So the Sony Vision S and the Mercedes 2020 concept car, we may not see all the technology, but there could be some bits and pieces. Now, I understand that there is a heavy focus on electric scooters and electric bikes.
This is where there really been some serious advances, and this is what you see is what you're going to get that's out there. They've taken the motorbikes now, and, of course, the engines are so small with such a high torque value, and the battery technology is just dramatically improving. And because you're not having to pull this big chunk of fiberglass, plastic, metal, whatever you're pulling if it's an electric car around, they're getting some serious mileage out of this. I'm talking 500 and 600 miles out of a battery charge. Unbelievable. And normal-looking motorcycle, normal-looking scooters, I'm telling you, the day of the combustion engine, at least on the small scooter, I see its end coming, without a doubt. I mean, let's face it. What is it? Volvo, they have announced, what is it? They have stopped making all combustion engines now, I guess, for their cars. And there's several car manufacturers that are getting away from the combustion engine and going to all electric. Thank goodness for Elon Musk at Tesla leading the pack.
Well, here's my issue with that. Every car manufacturer can say today, we're going to eliminate the combustion engine. We're going all electric. That brings up another problem. You have to recharge the batteries in the electric cars. And that will absolutely, if everybody converted to an electric car tomorrow, the current electric grid, utility grid in the United States couldn't handle it. You need more power generation. And how do you generate power? Right now, the number one new method of power generation is natural gas. Tough building a nuclear plant, forget coal. So you're going to have to use a fossil fuel to power the power station that will then send the electric current to various homes and businesses. So it's not such an easy thing, and everybody thinks it's going to be a magic pill, a magic wand that's going to just come over the auto industry. It's not going to happen. I don't think it's practical. In certain instances, yes, but if everybody were to convert tomorrow, it's just not practical. And you and I are aviators. We're pilots. I haven't seen any electrically powered a large aircraft and even smaller aircraft just yet. There's some smaller ones, but I don't see an A320 being powered by electric engines anytime soon.
That's absolutely correct. You don't get something for nothing in this world. You want the electric, you're going to have to create the electric, and you're going to have to burn some kind of fossil fuel to create that electric. I was just saying the way that it looks, what's out there in the marketplace now, everybody's pushing for electric, and I don't see it turning off anytime soon.
Oh, no, they're still going to push for it. There's no doubt about it. And, again, now you've got to go out and build the power stations that can send all that electricity to various homes. So when you are charging your electric car, your electric scooter, or your electric airplane, you've got the juice to do it. Well, Mark, we appreciate you joining us as always, giving us the CES recap. We look forward to it every year. And I think I've got to go out and get one of those Samsung 262-inch super LED TVs. Boy, I'll tell you what, think of the number of sports games you could put on that. That would be fantastic. Well, Mark, we appreciate it again. Our resident tech guru, we're proud of the Humidor store. We'll see you out at the Sun and Fun Air Show in a couple of months.
Absolutely. We'll see you there, sir.
Sounds great. Cigar Dave, the general, saying Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make masculinity great again. Keep America great. Long live the Alpha as always. And to all those enemies of pleasure coming after our cigars, our spirits, our dames, our harems, our electronics, stay the hell away.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with a car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The latest report from China suggesting virus cases have dropped.
The latest count of new cases came in at just over 2,600, down nearly half from the previous day. The new figures raised the country's case total to just over 66,000, with the death toll reaching just over 1,500. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, China's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Qin Gang, says the number of confirmed cases outside China is less than 1% of the case count on the mainland.
The epidemic is controllable and the disease curable.
France has reported Europe's first death from the new virus, a Chinese tourist from Hubei province where the disease emerged in December. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Democrat presidential contenders were pressing the flesh, making pitches for votes during a fundraising gala this evening for the Las Vegas-based Clark County Democratic Party. Early voting began Saturday in Nevada ahead of the state's caucuses next week. Defense Secretary Mark Esper defending his decision to divert billions of dollars in funding for Navy and Air Force aircraft and other military programs to help pay for President Trump's promised wall on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Secretary Esper was asked by a reporter about criticism from Democrats and Republicans in Congress, including Congressman Mac Thornberry, a Republican from Texas, who called the diversion of funds contrary to the constitutional authority of Congress. Esper says border security is a national security, and national security is our mission. In reaction to the Pentagon announcement, Thornberry, the top Republican on the committee and a supporter of wall construction, said that while the administration's constitutional role is to recommend how tax dollars are spent, final choices are made by Congress.
That's Bernie Bennett reporting. Some observers worry that this year's census carries the same potential for mayhem as last year's Iowa caucuses, except on an infinitely larger scale. More at townhall.com.
Master Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the three-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A leading presidential candidate punked by Russians who were posing as Greta Thunberg.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders appears to have been the victim of a hoax pulled off by Russian pranksters Vladimir Kuznetsov and Alexei Stolyarov. In a December interview on Skype, the pranksters had Sanders thinking he was talking to climate activist Greta Thunberg.
Hi, Greta. How are you?
Fine. It's nice to meet you.
The fake Greta offered to lend her support to the Sanders campaign.
What is the best thing to do?
Well, if you would like to help in our campaign, that would be wonderful.
The entire call lasted over 10 minutes. A recording of the call was posted on YouTube Thursday. The Sanders campaign did not comment on its authenticity Friday. I'm Mike Gracia.
The nation's only Black News Network is on the air. Black News Channel began airing this week. The network is aimed at an audience that's considered underserved in the media. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A man described as a disgruntled former Waymo driver has been arrested on suspicion of deliberately crashing a passenger car into one of the company's vans with self-driving capabilities near Phoenix.
Deputy police said 31-year-old Raymond Tang was booked into jail and is facing felony charges of aggravated assault and criminal damage and misdemeanor counts of endangerment and reckless driving. Waymo officials said Tang engaged in similar conduct, which resulted in misdemeanor charges for disorderly conduct and criminal damage against him in November 2019. Police in the Phoenix suburb of Chandler have documented at least 21 cases in the past 2 years involving Waymo vehicles, including one in which a man waved a gun at a Waymo van. Police also said a Jeep forced fans off the road six times. Patrick Frost reporting.
United Airlines won't be using the Boeing 737 MAX at all, at least until Labor Day. American Airlines is hoping out that they'll be able to have an August return. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Experience the life and story of artist and World War II veteran John Schuller through his paintings and memoirs in Turtle Bay's exhibit, Lost Man Blues, John Schuller, Art and War. Open now until April 26th. Learn more about this must-see art exhibition at turtlebay.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
People of Iowa, they still don't have final results. They're being challenged. But they will not have that problem. They swear to us in New Hampshire today. We're at the Bedford Village Inn in beautiful New Hampshire, as I mentioned. Donald Trump Jr. is right across from me, coming up in 25 minutes. Somebody is wearing the same exact jacket as you. Team Trump. It is Senator Lindsey Graham. Before we get to Don, big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
We keep hearing this term firewall from the Biden campaign about South Carolina, that the African-American voters of South Carolina and across the South are going to save Joe Biden. Michael Bloomberg has cut Joe Biden's support by 22% among African-American voters. So the ads that Michael Bloomberg is using before he even appears before the voters are working.
Joe Biden's firewall in South Carolina might not be as strong as once thought. In a recent poll, Bloomberg took half of the supporters. But there's a new tape out on Bloomberg from 2015 which he really has to explain. The carnage could be great. It's about stop and frisk.
Number two.
We have more in this arena and outside of this arena than all of the other candidates, meaning the Democrats, put together and multiplied times five.
The crowd was loud. What was it like? Well, ask the president's son, who introduced and gave a spoke first last night at Southern New Hampshire University.
Number one. We are watching New Hampshire today, the Granite State, where people are voting for their favorite candidates in the first in the nation presidential primary. The first three polling places opened at midnight. Senator Amy Klobuchar is a very early lead with 8 votes out of just over 24 that have been cast so far.
Wow. New Hampshire, first primary with titanic impact on the Democratic race for the nomination. We'll tell you who might not survive and who might be thriving. Don Jr., welcome back.
Good to be here. How are
you? First off, is there any doubt in your mind, because experts are saying you guys lost by percentage points this state.
Yeah.
Did you and the president walk off that stage last night thinking you closed the gap in the last 4 years?
I think without question. The difference in 16 was, right, we were out there making promises. In 20, he's actually delivered on those promises, Brian. I mean, Donald Trump actually delivered on the things that he said he was going to do, which hard to believe, but that's an anomaly today in politics. So you could see the energy, I mean, the enthusiasm from that crowd to stand out there, sometimes 36 hours in the cold New Hampshire rain, to be able to hear their president speak was truly amazing. The energy was incredible.
It was his first big event since the impeachment went in his rearview mirror. He had the big East Room talk with the supporters that have been there. That was as emotional as I've seen him.
Yeah.
What about was different about last night, if anything? I don't want to put words in your mouth, because others are reporting that it was electric even beyond your normal event.
I think it was. I mean, I've been to a lot of these things. I've seen energy. There's always a lot of energy. I mean, his supporters are just incredible. They're out there loving it. But there was an extra little something in the air last night. I mean, the greetings that we all got, the energy, the enthusiasm, the diversity, frankly, of the group was just incredible. And it was awesome to be able to see it.
Well, you gave your 15-minute speech. Do you know what you're going to say ahead of time?
No, I don't even take notes. I get up there and start talking. And that's the thing. When you have that sort of a welcoming crowd, it just makes it easy. I mean, I go up there and I have a good time. Now that he's president, he's got to be a little bit more on prompter, and they got to keep it together a little bit. I think I can do a little bit of, what they loved back in the primary when he was just sort of off script. I get to do that riff. So I don't even take notes. I don't even have bullet points. I don't use the prompter. I just get up there and I talk to those people the way, we would talk if we were having a beer.
Right.
It just happens to be a lot of people. And, I think they enjoyed it.
Right. I think you're right. And I also think there's one thing that was pretty clear, is that when you went out and gave your speech, it was well received, just like you did at the Republican convention. Where you pretty much
a little bit of a different speech.
I know, it seems natural. You seem natural in front of the crowd, and the crowd noted too. When your dad called you up to say, "Didn't he do a great job?" They chanted what?
They were chanting.
And did Don Jr. make a good speech? They're good kids. They went through a lot with this hoax. I want to tell you, they went through a lot with the hoax.
Ivanka, to his immediate left, gay hugged her, and then he hugged you, and they were chanting 46.
Yeah.
Has that a thought?
Honestly, my only focus is 2020. I love what he's doing. I love that we're actually getting things done. I love that he's putting America first. I love that he's taking on the establishment, frankly, on both sides. I love that he's pushing back on the sort of leftist mainstream media liberal complex that is so divisive. I just want to make sure that that continues, because we can get our country on the right track. He started that. But another 4 years, now that he actually knows what he's doing, meaning, before he was thrust into this thing, it's like, hey, we were builders. We built things. He had a probably good connection to blue collar America, because that's what he did. And he worked with those guys for decades. now he's actually delivered for them. I mean, we're living through a blue-collar boom in this country. You know, the lowest earners, their wages are going up for the first time in modern history. Unemployment numbers are the lowest in recorded history for every demographic. I mean, we're actually winning. I want to see him be able to push that through. So, you know, my only focus is that. I haven't thought anything about it.
But you wouldn't rule it out.
I never want to rule anything out. You never know. I mean, the one thing I've learned in being able to go around this, and it's not even that often that I'm at the arena with my father. You know, if he's somewhere, beyond that, I even go, hey, I want to be where he can't be. You know, I want to be in a small town somewhere where maybe the president can't get to. All right. In 16, it was a little different. He was just campaigning. That was his full-time job. You know, now he's actually got to run the country and campaign. So I want to be in the places that he can't get to. I want to have that conversation. I want to look those real Americans in the eye face to face and have that conversation. And so I do a lot of that.
I know you got to run shortly. I got to get your take on what's going to be happening tomorrow. Today, we're going to get results beginning at about 8 p.m. Eastern time. It looks like Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden will not be viable candidates, I don't think, out of this. Do you agree?
Listen, I've questioned the viability of any of the Democratic candidates when you actually look at the policies that they're pushing. The Joe Biden thing, frankly, I've never really understood. You know, you see him in large groups of people, and, you know,
he's been terrible.
Large for him is 20, right?
Right.
And they put him on a teleprompter. I go, you know, that's wonderful, guys. You can hide him in a field of 17 Democratic socialists, right? You can't hide him for 6 months against Donald Trump one-on-one if he's the nominee. How's he going to do? I mean, and I'm not even talking about the family corruption. I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, just him.
Right.
You know, and I put out a tweet the other day that was sort of interesting, and it was like, you don't have to believe me, but if you want to wonder what's going on in Joe Biden, just Google him 30 years ago. Find a speech of him 20 years ago. Listen to him today and tell me it's the same person. I mean, there's something missing.
There is. And the thing is, if he fails, it really is his performance. It's not, oh, I had the wrong message at the wrong time.
It's
flat out his performance.
Gaffe after gaffe.
He told three voters, don't vote for me. Has your dad told anyone not to vote for them?
I'm pretty sure that has not happened. But
right. Beyond
that, I mean, he's not just mixing up. He mixes up where he is every day, but it's not like Iowa, Ohio. I mean, it's like he's Iowa, Florida. He's not sure where he is. I mean, come on, guys. Like, if Donald Trump did that once, it would be over.
Right.
The media would be saying, Trump's got dementia, he's lost it, he's lost his mind.
They say that anyway.
They say it anyway, right? When he does it every other day, oh, no problem, it's fine, no, it's great, no, it's Joe, he's wonderful.
Right.
Give me a break.
Well, I mean, and then Elizabeth Warren, this is her state. If she comes in second or third, okay. But how do you donate to a campaign when you can't even finish in the top two or three in
your neighboring state? Yeah, you have to wonder, right? I never saw that either. I mean, you probably heard it in my speech last night. I mean, I did a whole thing on Warren. I mean, you know, her entire life is based on a lie.
Right.
You know, half her candidacy is based on other lies beyond the Native American thing. But, I mean, to have the judgment to get back a DNA test result that said you're maybe 1/1024th, right? Less than 0.1% Native American. And then to run with it, after sitting down with your team and being like, oh, this is a win.
Right.
I mean, oh, wow, we're legit. I mean, think of the judgment.
Quinnipiac just did a poll. Mike Bloomberg's now third nationally. To dismiss and say it's a lark is not going to happen. Mm-hmm. How do you match up with him?
You know, I think in terms of actual accomplishment, in terms of message, in terms of what they're fighting for, in terms of history and track record, it's sort of a no-brainer. But listen, you know, he's a really, really rich guy. He spent more money, you know, probably to this point than we did to win the presidency.
Do you dislike him? Have you met him?
I've met him. He used to come on The Apprentice. He used to kiss my father's butt to be on TV to get those kind of things. I mean, you know, I don't have a, you know, personal animosity towards him. I don't think he has much personality. I think that that's probably the one thing he can't buy. So you can do a lot with ads, but then when you see the person on a stump, when you see the person on the stage, on a debate stage, you know, he's just not very likable that way. And I mean, you saw obviously sort of, you know, the racist clips coming out today. I mean, that was pretty extreme. I mean, if a Republican said the things that, you know, that he said, that Bloomberg said about, you know, African-American minorities, they'd be calling him for to get out of the race. Now, because he's a Democrat, and because all of the other Democrats ultimately want his money if he's not the nominee, he will get a total pass.
Donna Brazile did call him out this morning.
I hope she did. That's great. Right. And, you know, and Donna can actually, you know, do that and be honest about it. But like the reality, if Donald Trump said what Michael Bloomberg said, they'd be telling him, they'd be demanding he resign and step out of the race.
Right.
You know, Michael Bloomberg will get a pass because everyone wants a big check.
We're going to play that after you leave because you were kind enough to walk over here. You have to leave right now. So I want to make sure this relationship stays intact because I need to bother you for at least 9 more months and maybe 4 more years.
Be well, man.
Don Jr., thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hey, in fact, we're going to come right back here from New Hampshire in just a moment. 1-866-408-7669. We'll take your calls and then welcome in Senator Lindsey Graham. It's a big hour. It's going to be a big show. Don't move.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
Again.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
This message is for anyone looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or taking anxiety meds. Here's an example. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe overweight with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost about $200 a month. We're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. If you've had prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Get a quick quote by calling Term Provider at 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535. If you're looking for term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-511-3535 or visit termprovider.com. Termprovider.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Volunteers who take time out of their day to read to seniors makes today's Dean's List. A simple yet powerful program in the UK has been fighting elderly isolation by recruiting young adults as volunteers to read to seniors with vision problems and dementia. Lorna Burnett is one of those that has benefited from the program, having her vision restored by 15-year-old Ailsa, a schoolgirl who was paired with Lorna through the Reading Friends Project. Lorna used to read 2 to 3 books a week until she found herself unable to read or watch television. Her reading sessions with Ailsa have helped her immensely, especially feeling like she's not alone. Since the Reading Agency launched their program, they have rolled out dozens of one-on-one and group Reading Friends sessions across Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and England. Thank you, Ailsa, and all the young men and women helping with the Reading Friends project. You're making a difference, one book at a time. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed was to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Rod Lowe and Liv Tyler of Fox's new spinoff series, 911 Lone Star. Lowe plays Captain Strand, who moves from New York to Austin, Texas, to rebuild a firehouse there. And he begins his new job building a diverse team. The actor says it sets up a key aspect of the show.
We wanted to have a show that can go red state, blue state, and be surprising in the positions it takes. It's not like lecturing anybody about what they should or shouldn't be on in any side of it, but like, let's take advantage of those differences. And let's take advantages of people's perceptions of one another.
Lowe and Tyler both say playing first responders on TV gives them a new perspective on those who do this in real life.
It's mind-blowing, really, when you realize what they do every day and how brave they are.
To play human beings who are actually heroes, for me, is really satisfying because it's good to put them in the spotlight.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And you pointed to, I think, the real eye popper in that Quinnipiac poll was the African American vote. Because remember, we keep hearing this term firewall from the Biden campaign about South Carolina, that the African American voters of South Carolina and across the South are going to save Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Michael Bloomberg has cut Joe Biden's support by 22% in the last couple of weeks among African American voters. So the ads that Michael Bloomberg is using before he even appears before the voters are working.
And that is NBC going over what Donald Trump is eventually probably going to face, and that is either Bernie Sanders is going to be Pete Buttigieg, or is going to be Michael Bloomberg, who looms. He'll be in the debate stage in in Nevada, but he will not be in the caucus, Nevada caucus. He'll be in there for Super Tuesday, but they did another national poll, and he is now third, and he's cutting into Joe Biden, who is just fading because of his terrible performance. His performance is inadequate. His track record doesn't even get scrutiny yet because he's been so bad, and no one really dislikes him as a person, so they want to beat him up personally. So he decides to go on the offensive over the last few days and go after Mayor Pete and say, no, what he needs is socialist is for Bernie. And then that didn't work at all either. You know, the first thing he did after he announced he's going to run for president is apologize for stop and frisk. Up until a few months before, he was lauding it and saying it was one of the best things to happen in terms of crime stopping crime and reducing the numbers, extraordinary numbers when it comes to arrests and murders. And they thought stop and frisk had a lot to do with it. So here is Michael Bloomberg in a tape that is now out talking about stop and frisk. This is cut 18.
95% of your murders, murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male minorities. The way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and frisk them.
He also said something similar a little bit later on in the same with the same remarks, the same interview, cut 19.
This is one of the unintended consequences is people say, oh, my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana. They're all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in the minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why do we do it? Because that's where all the crime is.
So people are calling for an apology, and now we see on Twitter, the president had a tweet that was up there a short time ago talking about this. And I think that a lot of people on the Democratic side have been very critical, like Bernie Sanders. Brad Parscale, who runs Team Trump 2020, says, all the money in the world can't undo this, and then writes this quote, the way you get guns out of kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall. And then he plays the entire clip that's out on Twitter. So this is the first emergency that Michael Bloomberg has. This is a 911 for him. Even though people are focused on New Hampshire today, they see that he is now moving up in the polls. He's got millions of dollars, and he's waiting. I believe this is going to be a big deal. I also think that if this is out there, and he probably knew it, it's better to come out now because you have a lot of time to get over it, deal with it. Think about this. As I've been talking over the last few days,
We've been talking to different pundits who are noticing that the Trump campaign is focusing on African Americans. They're focusing on getting into the fold and going from 9% to 9% of the vote to try to get 15 to 20. I mean, you had Tim Scott say, Senator Tim Scott, come out and say that their polling shows he's at 30%. Remember, Jamal Simmons, a pundit on Face the Nation, a liberal, African American, said this Sunday, cut 25.
I'm going to send this flag up to the Democratic Party. People need to understand this. We talked to Terrence Woodbury, who's a young African-American pollster. He has been saying for months that he thinks Trump is going very hard at African-American men, particularly younger African-American men, Kim and Kanye West, ASAP Rocky getting out of Sweden, HBCU money. He's got a whole list of things the president has been doing. I think they're not going to let up. And he doesn't have to win it. He just has to tick it up a couple of points in some key places to have it count. And Democrats need to have a candidate who really has a strategy about how to deal with that. And if Bernie Sanders is not the nominee, I will tell you, a lot of Bernie Sanders voters are anti-establishment voters more than they're Democrats, and they might get wooed by Donald Trump. And
Van Jones, days before, saw the State of the Union address and provided this insight.
A warning to Democrats. What he was saying to African Americans can be effective. You may not like it, but he mentioned HBCUs. Our black colleges have been struggling for a long time. A bunch of them have gone under. He threw a lifeline to them in real life, in his budget. He talked about that. He talked about the criminal justice reform. He talked about opportunity zones. And the thing about it is, and I think that we got to wake up, folks. There's a whole bubble thing that goes on. We say, well, he said S-hole nations, therefore all black people are going to hate him forever. That ain't necessarily so. And I think what you're going to see him do is say, you may not like my rhetoric, but look at my results. Look at my record to black people. And if he narrow casts that, it's going to be effective, which means as we move through this primary process, we've got to pay a lot more attention both to what's going on with the Latino vote, are we going to get a benefit in terms of, you know, having them respond, and with the black vote, is there going to be a split off, especially for black male voters? We got to be clinical about this stuff. We get so emotional about it. That was a warning to us, a warning shot across the bow of Democrats that he's going after enough black folks to cause those problems. It's not just the white suburban voters. He's going after black votes.
You know what I was just listening to? Not only what Van Jones was saying, believe me, he doesn't want Donald Trump president again, but the alarm in his voice that they're moving on this unencumbered. And if Bloomberg continues to rise up in the polls and he becomes a symbol of this, and this keeps getting played over and over again by other Democrats, this could help the president sell his message. And that is, African-Americans, the unemployment is down. African-Americans, the opportunities are up. African-Americans, I've been there every step of the way. You don't like Charlottesville. I get that. But before I ran for president, my numbers in minority communities were through the roof when he was just a TV personality. When we come back, Senator Lindsey Graham will be with us live in New Hampshire in beautiful Bedford at the Bedford Village Inn. Don't move.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Brett Baer, with updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts. Brett keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcast.com and download The Campaign with Brett Baer now. Sharp, experienced, trusted. Shannon Bream is America's last word on politics, with live insight every night, so you can start the next day smart. Only on Fox News at Night, weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern. Fox News Channel. America is watching.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
Pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And free to come.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement is the thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The National Prayer Breakfast is supposed to be where petty political differences are put aside in the belief that there is more that unites us than divides us. While this year's 68th annual event in Washington, D.C. may have been challenged to live up to that ideal, the keynote speaker helped set a mood of healing for a country torn apart by a rancorous impeachment trial.
Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew didn't say, tolerate your enemies.
He said, love your enemies.
Social scientist and writer Arthur Brooks told The Assembled that loving one's neighbor as yourself is a sure way to take political contempt towards your opponent out of your heart, an act far easier said than done, but one that is more of a command than a suggestion.
Love them. Answer hatred with love. Ask God to give you the strength to do this hard thing, to go against your human nature, to follow Jesus' teaching.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
We pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And create a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement is the thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Phil Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving to the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Phil Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1968. President Lyndon Johnson.
It is true that a house divided against itself is a house that cannot stand. I have concluded that I should not permit the presidents to become involved in the partisan division that are developing in this political year. And I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
America tonight is ashamed. Again, an assassin has struck down a man who wanted only peace and nonviolence. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is dead.
The doctor's now on the scene. Kennedy is lying in a pool of blood.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Duels are not generally part of our modern system of justice. They're mostly in history, Broadway musicals.
This challenge demands satisfaction. If they apologize, no need for further action.
And movies.
Hello! My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
In Iowa, David Ostrom has gone to court to challenge his ex-wife to a sword fight. He claims Bridget Ostrom has destroyed him legally. Ostrom said he'd also duel his ex-wife's lawyer. He just needs 12 weeks lead time to find or make swords. According to the Des Moines Register, Ostrom argues dueling has never been officially abolished as a means of settling disputes. He cites a precedent in a British court from 1818. Bridget Ostrom's lawyer responded to this motion, saying the fact that someone could get killed outweighs any custody or property issues in dispute. He also suggests a psychological evaluation. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And you pointed to, I think, the real eye-popper in that Quinnipiac poll was the African-American vote. Because remember, we keep hearing this term firewall from the Biden campaign about South Carolina, that the African-American voters of South Carolina and across the South are going to save Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Bloomberg has cut Joe Biden's support by 22% in the last couple of weeks among African-American voters. So the ads that Michael Bloomberg is using before he even appears before the voters are working.
But they are using, and they were working. The Quinnipiac poll now has him third nationally, and he seems to be on the march. He spent over $200 million on an ad campaign while not competing for a single primary voter yet. With me right now is Senator Lindsey Graham wearing the Team Trump, I imagine, complimentary windbreaker. I think it's free. You have not been charged. You're trying to think legally. No, let's put it this way. I ain't paying. That's right. But it is nice. It is nice. Right. You and Don. Made Jean. In America. Absolutely. So how do you explain Bloomberg's rise? Filling a void. As
you know, nature abhors a vacuum. So does politics. As Biden falls, somebody's going to take that lane, and it looks like Bloomberg.
Right. And this, so far, he has his first controversy to deal with. And I let you play in the break because it's not the greatest for radio.
Right.
But you heard it. Let's listen together. Michael Bloomberg from 2015 saying something that's really hardcore. And it's a lot of people like Donna Brazile says he has a lot of explaining to do.
95% of your murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male minorities. The way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and frisk them.
So throw them against the wall, as Brad tweeted out, and the Trump campaign is going all over this. He said, the way you get guns off the kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall, and he says minorities. Now, you've known political crises before. The Trump campaign certainly has them. This is Bloomberg's first. He apologized for stop and frisk. 3 months prior, he was laughing, said, I can't run because I'll have to apologize for my own entire track record. It starts.
So here's the question. Under the law, to stop and frisk, you have to have a reasonable suspicion, not probable cause, that somebody's up to no good. Apparently, the reasonable suspicion in New York was to be young and black. That's pretty offensive when you think about it. Biden's going to win the South Carolina primary, not Bloomberg. 70% of the vote will be African Americans. Joe Biden is a very nice man, well thought of in South Carolina politics on the Democratic side. But Bloomberg is coming after him, and I think he will not make it in South Carolina. But I think after South Carolina, Joe Biden's going to have an uphill climb.
He's lost half of his African-American support in South Carolina already, Joe Biden. What makes you think that if he loses three primaries, Nevada next caucus, that the people of South Carolina, who you know very well, are going to say, okay, I'm going to bet on a guy that looks hopeless?
Well, here's what I think. I think South Carolina Democrats are going to be more traditional. They have a longstanding relationship with the vice president. Bernie will not sell. African Americans are socially conservative, and they're pretty economically conservative, to be honest with you. So socialism won't sell. We'll see if Bloomberg can make a dent in Biden's lead. But my bet is that Joe wins, and you have three different winners in the first three primaries.
I got to tell you, I'm going to reiterate this conversation with you. Iowa disaster for Democrats?
But yes. Any more questions? That's a hard one. So it was a complete disaster.
So here's what the Nevada caucus is using, the same app. They say this, reporter, visuals of the tool from a volunteer training presentation obtained by CBS very much looks like the app Nevada Democrats originally planned to use in the same app as the Iowa caucus. But a spokesperson told us last week that no app will be used following a delay in the Iowa caucus's results. But Morrison is still worried. He goes on to say, because I want this thing to work, if they don't make some changes, we're going to have Iowa a second time. So they're using it, doing the same exact thing again. And don't you, the DNC chair is just saying, well, it's not my responsibility because states have to handle their own thing.
Well, good luck. It'd be like buying a ticket on the Titanic after you saw the movie.
Right.
Why would you do that?
Why
would you do that?
I'm not really sure. So the president last night was pretty pumped up.
Yeah.
It was the first time since impeachment. So here's a little of the president on the stump. Cut one.
The radical left's pathetic partisan crusade has completely failed and utterly backfired. We have the highest poll numbers that we have ever had. Thank you, Nancy, very much. Thank you. As we keep on winning, Washington Democrats keep on losing their minds. They're crazy. My only problem is I'm trying to figure out who is their weakest candidate. I think they're all weak, one another. We have so much more enthusiasm than that. It's not even close. They're all fighting each other. They're all going after each other. They don't know what they're doing. They can't even count their votes.
So people in the room, I haven't had one person say it was a typical rally. They all felt as though there was something special there last night.
So I was there, and I've been coming up here for a long time with McCain, myself, now Trump. I've never seen anything like it. Those people in there are committed to this man. They're committed to his agenda. the Republican Party has coalesced around Donald Trump at Reagan levels, 93% or 94% in South Carolina. The president has unified the Republican Party around an American first agenda that I can live with on foreign policy. Economic growth is through the roof, and the Democratic Party is having an identity crisis between socialism and liberalism, not conservatism. Liberalism is becoming conservative. It's Trump's race to lose.
59% of those surveyed by this fly-by-night operation called Gallup say they're better off financially than they were a year ago. 75% predict they will be better next year than this year. And Gallup people said they've never seen numbers like that.
Well, so you go to the polls, you tend to vote what's best for you and your family and the country. If that continues, then I think Donald Trump expands the electoral map. Watch Minnesota. Minnesota could be in play. New Hampshire, he lost by 3.5 points. I think he's got a darn good chance.
Percentage points, not even three.
Yeah, it was just a couple thousand votes. The economy is humming up here. Governor Sununu's done a good job. I think he's got a chance to expand the map, and I'd say it's 60-40 we take the House back. You've got to remember, 30 members of Congress, Democrats, hold districts that President Trump won in 2016. If we can get the right candidates, we can take the House back. I think we're in good shape to keep the Senate.
A couple of things are going on. On Thursday, as you know, the bin mins were marched out back to the Pentagon. And we know the president also told Ambassador Sondland, hit the road.
Right.
And that got a lot of reportedly Ron Johnson, Senator Susan Collins, and some others. Cory Gardner said, Mr. President, don't do that, according to the New York Times. Because it looks like you're getting vengeance.
Yeah.
I know you've spoken to the private. I imagine you might have spoken to the president about this. How do you feel about it?
Well, Vindman needed to go because I don't think he could effectively do his job. I've been a military person all my adult life. I appreciate his service. He got a Purple Heart. But because you're in the military doesn't mean you can't be asked questions. We found CIA agents and FBI agents and Department of Justice lawyers with political agendas. I want to know the relationship, if any, between Vindman and the whistleblower. Because you're in uniform doesn't keep you from being scrutinized. If he took the content of that phone call and passed it on to the whistleblower knowing he would file a complaint, that would bother me a lot. So we're going to look at who the whistleblower is. We're going to find out who his contacts are. And that's not dishonoring Colonel Vindman's service. You just can't allow people with agendas in the government to take the law in their own hands.
Whistleblower is identified. I think everyone knows who it is. Yeah. I see the president does, too. Their word is, according to Breitbart, that they know who the anonymous author is. If you know those two people, and the president marched out the Vindmans and Ambassador Sondland, do you expect those guys to be marched out, too?
Well, I would hope so. So look at
you it. Want them, but you want them. But what about the freedom of a whistleblower to be able to say, I can lose my job and do the right thing?
It's one thing. You bring a complaint. You saw government corruption, whatever problem you saw, you come forward and you protect the person from talking about corruption. But this was politically motivated, I think. I think the people involved had a long-standing dislike of the president. Page and Strzok do not represent the FBI. They had a political agenda. McCabe and Comey, I think, were Brennan, basically had an agenda. It scares me that people in law enforcement, the intelligence community, and the military, they have a lot of power. If they have a political bias and act on it, we need to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do everything I can to get to the bottom of what happened. How did the FISA court issue 4 warrants against Carter Page? How much did Comey know? Did President Obama know about this counterintelligence surveillance of the Trump campaign? We're not going to live in a world where the instruments of the state with a political bias can be used against Republicans.
If President Trump made a mistake that he might admit to, it might be not putting all his people in place, especially ambassadors.
I think every president does that. Like Sondland, appreciate his service, no right to be EU ambassador. But there are a lot of people holding over. And I don't know who the whistleblower is. We'll find out soon. If it's a holdover, if it's somebody that worked with Biden, why in the world is he at the NSC?
So I just, if he, do you imagine if the president gets four more years, he is going to clean house? Remember, Barack Obama fired every ambassador and put his own people in place. And the president seems to have paid that price for the disloyalty to people that have a foreign policy they can't subscribe to.
Right.
So they're running their own foreign policy.
So I looked at the hearings, listened to the hearings, and it basically was the foreign policy advisors were upset that the principal didn't take their advice, and they tried to basically change the course of foreign policy. That should scare every American.
We're going to take a time out and come back a little bit more with Senator Lindsey Graham. You have to run right after this? All right, then I'm going to take a couple more minutes. The president of the United States is starting to make inroads to the African-American community,
right,
and it's being picked up by Democrats. And they're starting to see opportunity zones. They're starting to see the funding of the black colleges. They're starting to see an effort made.
Right.
Where has the Republican Party been for the last 30 years? Why is he the first one to seemingly make that effort?
Why is somebody who gave the Charlottesville speech growing among African Americans?
Why?
Because I think he's made a concerted effort to show up, reach out, and change a dynamic. He is challenging the status quo. African-American family prosperity is an all-time high. Opportunity zones will take capital that's been on the sidelines to go into inner cities that have been neglected for decades. He's the first entrepreneurial president in my lifetime to share entrepreneurship with minorities. DACA is going to come up in June. If we can get a DACA deal that's reasonable for the country, I think he's got a chance to blow it out with Hispanics. I think he's going to do twice as well among African Americans as your traditional Republican, and that could be the difference in four or five states.
And people talk about, well, what happens if Texas flips, or what happens if you lose this state? Well, what happens if the Republicans actually make legitimate gains?
What happens if New Mexico flips? What happens if Nevada flips? If the president can get up to 40% with Hispanics, and in the mid-teens with African-Americans, he will create a model for the Republican Party for us to dominate the 21st century.
I'm sure I didn't have to tell you that we lost two guys over the weekend.
Yeah.
And some wounded in Afghanistan.
Right.
So, you know, the president doesn't want to be there anymore anyway. He's got to go from 13 to 8,600. What can you tell us about that operation that
got
these guys killed?
I had a long talk with the president last night. We're going to get down to probably 8,600 fairly soon. I'm okay with that. The mission is counterterrorism. The one thing I can tell you when it comes to radical Islam, the only way to keep us safe here at home is to have our troops working with people on the ground in other countries to disrupt operations so they can't plan an attack against America. Remember this term, ISIS-K. ISIS-K is the Afghan franchise of ISIS. We've disrupted two plots aimed at America. We killed over 1,000 about 3 or 4 months ago. There's a vacuum between Pakistan and Afghanistan that Al-Qaeda and ISIS-K are reoccupying. If we go to 8,600, I think that's enough to make counterterrorism an effective mission. If we go to zero without a fundamental change on the ground, we're paving the way for another 9/11. People ask me about 18 years. It takes two to end a war. You may be tired of fighting these guys. They're not tired of fighting you. Here's the good news. We'll be down to 8,600. The Afghans are suffering most of the casualties. The cost of the Afghan operations are going down dramatically in terms of finances. So I think the president's done a very good job of winding down our presence. But the counterterrorism mission will have to be there for a long time to come, because terrorism still exists in that part of the world.
Up against the break, but have you noticed a change in Iran's behavior since the killing of Soleimani, or is it too soon?
They're quietly plotting, real quickly. I worry about an October low-yield nuclear explosion in North Korea to test Trump. I worry about Iran throwing something at us in October, trying to break out in terms of enrichment. I worry about an ISIS flag being planted somewhere in Syria. So I told the president, the enemy gets a vote. They want to beat you. Keep your guard up.
Senator Lindsey Graham, live in New Hampshire. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-470-2136. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-470-2136. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-470-2136. That's 800-470-2136.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. 10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A dog who helped kindergartners cross a busy street makes today's Dean's List. A group of children in Batumi, Georgia, were trying to get to the other side of the road with their chaperone, but several impatient drivers continued to drive by the designated crosswalk without stopping. That's when a stray neighborhood dog named Kershaw took it upon himself to deter oncoming traffic by barking at cars and helping clear the way for the kids. By the time Kershaw was done fiercely barking at all the cars and their naughty drivers, the kids were able to cross the street without interference. As all of this was happening, a pedestrian named Bega took out his phone and made a video of the dog's amazing deed and posted it to social media. Since then, Kershaw has become a famous dog with thousands of views. But Kershaw hasn't made his newfound fame go to his head. He will continue to bark as needed. Kershaw, you have made the Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. It takes more than 20,000 genes to carry our human genetic code. Researchers have located 102 genes that are connected to autism. In what's described as a landmark study, researchers at Mount Sinai in New York sifted through tens of thousands of genetic samples to find these genes. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, around 1 out of 59 children are identified with an autism spectrum disorder, with symptoms that can range from mild, like problems like making eye contact, to severe, like difficulty communicating and aggressive behavior. Writing in the journal Cell, researchers say they've discovered autism is much more complex than they thought, but they hope the identification of these genes will give new understanding into what causes autism. They stress it has nothing to do with vaccines and hopefully will lead to new treatments. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Trump supporters are as fired up as I have ever seen them. I mean, this rally is in an arena that I was at just two nights ago, Saturday night, at an event that included all of the major Democratic nominees, candidates for the Democratic nomination. And we have a bigger crowd here by far just for Donald Trump than we had on Saturday for all of the Democrats.
So that was Jonathan Karl. The reason I played that is when you have somebody on another major network who made those comments about a live crowd when Donald Trump, when he sells at every single arena, when I talk to other people that went there at Fox since we're live in New Hampshire all week long, and they talk about a crowd that they've never seen before when Donald Trump's crowds, even by his enemies, would be characterized as fervent, to say the least. This is the first big crowd he had since getting exonerated off impeachment. So it showed a tone in which he wasn't talking about retribution. There was no curses. He wants to get suburban voters. He wants to get minority voters. And that quest begins in a place in which he was just a few thousand points from taking against Hillary Clinton. And if you watched that crowd last night, and you've seen everybody except Bernie Sanders struggles to get crowds here for the last week, you know that the president feels pretty good about his opportunity here. Plus, their unemployment rate's a full point below the national unemployment rate. Their employment rate is also increased. And then on top of that, you have the USMCA, which they say one of the states that will benefit the most will be New Hampshire. So go to BrianKilmeade.com. Feel free to get any of my books. Sam Houston, The Alamo Avengers is now out, and get them personalized. Also, go to BrianKilmeadeShow.com. You can order the podcast. This way you can listen anytime, all the time. All 3 hours are free. Keep it here.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. 10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest similar to the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. A day after meeting with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, an agreement between the United States and the Taliban looks promising, could be a little risky.
We have on the table right now a reduction in violence.
At the Munich Security Conference, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he's been consulting with Congress and NATO allies on a proposed peace deal that would see a 7-day halt to Taliban attacks.
I think there's general agreement, it's my view as well, that we have to give peace a chance, that the best, if not only way forward, in Afghanistan is through a political agreement. And that means taking some risk.
That's intended to lead to talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. President Ashraf Ghani has been a skeptic, but Esper says
I think he is fully on board.
An agreement could lead to a withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. Ben Thomas, Washington.
According to campaign staffers, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg thinking of Hillary Clinton as his vice presidential running mate should he become the party's nominee. Clinton is also a resident of New York, and that could pose a problem. Under the 12th Amendment to the Constitution, two people can't reside in the same state as the elector. Bloomberg says he would consider changing his residence to either Florida or Colorado, where he has other homes. Authorities arrest a 14-year-old in the fatal stabbing of a Barnard College student in a Manhattan park back in December.
It has been a long, deliberate process from December 11th, when Tessa Majors was murdered, until today, February 15th. When we are confident that we are delivering a measure of justice and announcing the grand jury indictment and subsequent arrest of one of those involved in the killing.
New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says the teen was taken into custody Friday night without incident. A 13-year-old boy had already been arrested December 13th and charged as a juvenile with felony murder. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Martin Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Federal officials unveiled a plan to speed up the cleanup of the Housatonic River in western Massachusetts and require General Electric to pay local communities $63 million.
Under the long-awaited deal announced by the Environmental Protection Agency, a highly contaminated sediment will be removed from the river and floodplains. It'll then be transported to existing licensed hazardous waste landfills and other locations in the country. Lower-level PCB-contaminated materials will be consolidated into a double-lined upland disposal facility to be built in Lee, Massachusetts.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The agreement also calls for the removal of more contaminated sediment from the river than previously required by the EPA's 2016 cleanup plan. Recent hurricanes have forced officials from Spirit Airlines to decide to move their operations control center from South Florida to just outside Nashville. More at townhall.com. United Airlines and American Airlines said Friday they're removing the grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets from their schedules longer than previously planned.
This means thousands more flights will be canceled during the peak summer travel season. The reduction in flights could mean slightly higher fares. United says it took the plane out of its schedule until at least September 4th. It had 14 MAX jets when they were grounded, but expected to be flying more of them by now. Chicago-based airline said it will scrap 80 flights a day, about 2,500 a month, over the summer. Patrick Frost reporting.
Momentum is building in Washington for the creation of a museum dedicated to American women's history. The bill has passed, passed a bill to establish the museum inside the Smithsonian Network and take steps towards funding and construction of the project. A similar bill is working its way through the U.S. Senate. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
From the
Fox News radio studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. This hour we're going to be joined by Susan Lee. And you don't know, and in case you do not know, the coronavirus and what's spreading through China, it is so much worse than we thought. That horrible government is abusing its people, not being honest. And this could be the greatest threat to Chinese society to date. So Susan Lee has great connections over there, not only in China, but in Hong Kong, where the unrest continues. And we see that their economy is struggling anyway on their from their calculus. So we'll talk about that, as well as the market is down just 87 points now. The coronavirus seems to be the dead weight on it, and something we're not even in control of. And keep in mind, you can download any of these hours for free. Go to iTunes or BrianKilmeadeShow.com. This way, if you ever miss the show live, you can always download as a podcast. And if you're ever missing the show, you have to travel from your local affiliate. If you go to radio.com, just click on Fox News Talk and you'll see our show. It'll pop up right there. So let's get to the big three and then to Doug Schoen.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Might you impeach him over this, over Roger Stone in the sentencing? You know, we're not going to take our options off the table. We're not going to let him just, you know, torch this democracy because he thinks that he's been let off once and we're not going to do something about it.
Wow, unbelievable. Eric Swalwell, tone deaf, that's the art of definition. Here we go again. The Dem shout outrages. President Trump praises AG Barr for lessening the sentence guidelines on Roger Stone. We'll discuss all angles.
Number two.
I don't think those words reflect what how I led the most diverse city in the nation. And I apologized for the practice and the pain that it caused.
But why did you say it?
It was 5 years ago.
Not a good answer. Bloomberg's biggest opponent seems to be his past. Can he survive it? Can he explain it? Can he defend it? Should he embrace it? How will he overcome it?
Number one.
There's a certain part of the Democratic Party that wants us to be a cult. I'm not interested in being in a cult.
James, in all due respect, is a political hack who said very terrible things when he was working for Clinton against Barack Obama.
9 days until Nebraska and the Dems are brawling big time. Bernie with a big union, Bernie with Carville, Klobuchar with her past, and Mayor Pete and his track record. But let's begin with Mike Bloomberg, because joining us now is Doug Schoen, pollster and advisor, longtime advisor to Mike Bloomberg. Doug, at one point you said the former mayor was not running, and he said, I'm not going to run. What changed to get him in?
I think, Brian, the mayor decided that the field, as constituted back in November, wasn't, in his terms, strong enough to beat Donald Trump. And he felt that he wanted and felt it was important to give it a shot himself. Hence, he changed his mind and decided to get in the race.
Would you say it's wrong to say it's because Joe Biden looks so weak and vulnerable?
Well, I will say this. The mayor's judgment was that Biden would not survive the first primary and caucus unscathed, and he certainly was right about that. Biden is on his last legs. I think most of us would agree.
Do you believe that Biden's favored to win Nevada?
I don't know who's favoring him or why, but my guess is that Bernie is the likely winner of Nevada, if I had to offer an opinion.
So nobody knows better than you, Doug. You were there every step of the way. Mike Bloomberg, the billionaire, said, I'm going to run for office. Said, my best chance is the Republican Party. And he spent a lot of money, and he wins three times. Along the way, he was very tough on crime, very bottom line when it came to business. I know he took money out of his pocket to help different neighborhoods and causes they didn't want a lot of publicity for. But now he's having trouble as he opened up apologizing, defending his track record, or maybe you feel differently. First off, on this area, on when he was talking about eliminating redlining, he was and what role it played in the economic meltdown we all experienced in 2008. Here he is in 2008, cut 13.
Probably all started back when there was a lot of pressure on banks to make loans to everyone. Redlining, if you remember, was the term where banks took whole neighborhoods and said, people in these neighborhoods are poor. They're not going to be able to pay off their mortgages. Tell them your salesmen don't go into those areas. And then Congress got involved, as local elected officials as well, and said, oh, that's not fair. These people should be able to get credit. And once you started pushing in that direction, banks started making more and more loans where the credit of the person buying the house wasn't as good as you would like.
So he's going to have to – do you think he has to explain himself and justify that?
Well, I listened pretty carefully to that. Brian, I think that was a fairly sober-minded and clear assessment of what in fact happened. I worked for Clinton in the 90s. I know our goal was to expand home ownership. I know that a lot of risky loans were made, and I know that there were problems with those risky loans. And the mayor's comments, as I heard them just now for the first time, seemed to me consistent with the facts as I know them.
But listen, that's what I'd run on if I was him. But that's not the guy that's running now. And he is now going to have to explain why redlining was the right thing to do. And that if we were smart, we would never give loans to people be on the other side of the red line.
I don't think he was saying that. I understood him to say that we had decided as a society or banks not to make loans, and that the legislative priorities were to make loans, even if they be somewhat more risky. And I took that to be an analytical comment about the markets rather than a policy description.
Well, but he does say it's a mistake to have given loans to people in those districts, in those areas.
Well, I would say this, given that in 2008 and 2009, we had the subprime crisis, I can certainly understand why the mayor in those comments, which again sounded analytical rather than policy based, was reflecting what was the popular wisdom about more risky loans that I think played a role in leading to the great recession of 2008 and 2009.
So you think he should embrace that?
My view is different, if you ask what he should embrace. He should embrace his ideas 10, 12 years later for improving and making our society just and promoting political change. But if you ask me whether I think those comments are going to be harmful in his campaign, no, I don't.
All right. What about these? Cut 14, when he's talking about stop and frisk and his policies in minority communities.
There's a couple of one newspaper and one news service. They just keep saying, oh, it's a disproportionate percentage of a particular ethnic group. That may be, but it's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witnesses and victims describe as committing the murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much and minorities too little.
And he was asked, what do you think about that?
I'm very glad that he's apologized for his comments about stop and frisk.
But what about that? What about the fact that, in fact, we police whites too much?
Well, I think he was trying to suggest, Brian, again, I think he was trying to be analytical. He was trying to say that given the level of crime, the amount of crime that comes from a black community, that resources should be allocated as to where the crime is. And so,
but he's not saying
certainly
that.
Certainly the rhetoric,
I agree
Brian,
with you.
Was infelicitous at the time. I think he's apologized for that, and he's made it clear, judging based on the totality of his record, and it's an extraordinary record in New York, and as a philanthropist, I don't think that that comment, however it may sound now, is going to be dispositive.
All right, here's his apology.
Sure.
I don't think those words reflect how I led the most diverse city in the nation, and I apologized for the practice and the pain that it caused.
But why did you say it?
It was 5 years ago, and, you know, it's just not the way that I think, and it doesn't reflect what I do every day.
So Doug, me and you were in agreement. That's what he did, and that's what he thinks. But now he's saying that's not what he thinks, even though that's what
yeah.
he did. So, I mean you have to, if you're advising him, you have to give him a better answer than that, don't you?
Well, I would say that he has gotten support from a wide range of African-American mayors. Just yesterday, three members of the Congressional Black Caucus. So I would say that they, too, have seen his record in its totality. I think I would tell him to move on. I would tell him he has apologized and to go forward with your campaign and your program for the future. And as we have a president who I think you've been critical of him, rightly so, Brian, when he's made comments that were inappropriate, and he's managed to survive and indeed occasionally thrive having made comments that...
I think you're right, and you do cite the fact that I did say it. The Charlottesville comments.
Absolutely.
When he goes after Elijah Cummings, he was going after a lawmaker, not a black African American leader. He was going after a lawmaker, but that's the way it was interpreted. He could have been smarter about that. But Baltimore is a problem. But the thing is, when the president said Baltimore's a problem, they critical of him. And they said Elijah Cummings, an African American leader. Here we go again. He didn't back down. But would you, Mike Bloomberg wants to run on his record unless his record is unpopular with Democrats, like when he said this at the Aspen Institute.
95% of your murders and murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male minorities. The way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and frisk them.
So, do you have a problem with that statement? And then, if you had heard, if you were sitting in the audience in the Aspen Institute, would you have said, hey, Mike, I need to speak to you about this, the way that came off? And or are you okay with that then, just not now?
I guess what I would say is he was, again, trying to be analytical about crime, who was causing it, and what he saw as, at that point, as a way to try to prevent it. Clearly, he's disavowed both the substance and the form of his comments. I'm glad he's done that, and I am glad that he is moving on to talk about the future rather than trying to parse every word about every case.
But it's not parsing, Doug. It's not parsing. He did stop and frisk. They took crime down dramatically after Rudy Giuliani dramatically did it. Either should be proud of it or run from it and say, I'm sorry for reducing crime. He should say, I am sorry for stopping murders in minority neighborhoods. Either that, I'm sorry for that. So I'm sorry I got great results. I'm telling you, he's got to twist himself into a pretzel to run for this nomination, because either he embraces what he did a few years ago or apologizes for success.
Well, I guess I see it a little differently, Brian. I think he's offered an apology for both his language and for overuse of a policy that he has made clear was not entirely effective and caused pain. And what we've seen with Donald Trump, I mean, this is a man who's referred to, I think, what was it, shithole countries, if I remember. He's been the one who, as you were alluding to, said there were very fine people on either side in Charlottesville. Maybe he hasn't apologized, and maybe your point today is that you don't apologize for anything.
Doug, you're making my point. The president, to the chagrin of a lot of his supporters, never came out and clarified Charlottesville, that he was trying to say there are people that, good people that want Confederate statues to stay up. He wasn't just praising skinheads or Nazis. And he didn't go out of his way to do it. That's a mistake, but that's his decision. And when he said asshole countries, he wasn't commenting on the people in those countries. He was commenting on the governments and quality of those countries, many of which those people would agree. But he had no interest in apologizing. What Mike Bloomberg wants to say is, sorry for being successful. I promise not to do that again.
Well, I can tell you this. Mike Bloomberg has had more success than any man I know, literally. And I've never heard him apologize for his success, and I've never seen him back down from a fight. So I think we're going to have a competitive election. We will hopefully have a chance to talk about it in great detail,
right,
both what happened in the past and what's going to happen in the future.
I know. You're probably the most diverse expert around, whether I'm talking about Venezuela, I'm talking about Vladimir Putin, and now the big thing is China. We can go for 2 hours, Doug, let alone what you know about politics, the Clintons, Democrats, and Republicans. Doug Schoen, thanks so much.
Brian, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Advisor to Michael Bloomberg. When we come back, your calls, 1-866-408-7669. My head's spinning.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-511-3535. That's 800-511-3535.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-511-3535.
Write it down.
800-511-3535.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Tensions with Iran have calmed since an American drone strike killed Iranian General Soleimani and Iran launched rockets at air bases where U.S. troops are stationed. By a 20-point margin, voters think President Trump's handling of relations with Iran has made the U.S. less safe, according to our Fox News poll. However, by a 10-point margin, they approve of him ordering the action that killed Soleimani. 47% think it was the right thing to do. President Trump took action without consulting lawmakers. A majority, 61%, think he should get the consent of Congress before authorizing military action. That's 17 points lower than said the same about President Obama in 2013 with respect to Syria. That decline is largely due to a shift among Republicans. Compared to Obama, Republicans are 40 points less likely to say Trump should consult Congress. On the other hand, Democrats are more likely to think President Trump should by 7. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your poll.
I'm Ashley DeBorco with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Will Arnett, host of Fox's competition show premiering February 5th, Lego Masters.
The winning team ends up as having the title Lego Master, which is pretty cool. Just for bragging rights alone is cool. We've got 3 million plus pieces here on set, and the teams come on and we give them all these insane challenges.
The challenges vary, and so does Arnett's hosting responsibilities.
We have everything where they have to build bridges that withstand crazy amounts of weight, or we ask them to build things and then we're going to destroy them a certain way, either with a baseball bat, which is my favorite because I get to do it.
Nice.
Right? It seems, doesn't that sound like
a
lot of
part of the job? Arnett has been involved with the Lego brand for almost 10 years as part of the Lego movies. And yes, he does get recognized for his Batman voice now.
I was doing this thing and there were all these kids in this scene. And as I was talking to the kids, this one little girl says, "You sound like Lego Batman." And I was like, "Funny, you should mention that."
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing rope twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress, and then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, that, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty good big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I ask my fellow Americans, what is more swampy? What is more fetid? What is more stinking than the most powerful person in the country, literally changing the rules to benefit a crony guilty of breaking the law? We are witnessing a crisis in the rule of law in America, unlike one we have ever seen before.
When you talk with extremes, so embarrassed he's in New York. When you talk in extremes like this, all the time, the budget that he put out last week, the worst budget ever. You're a hypocrite. Don't believe anything. It's heartless. Nancy Pelosi, the worst thing she's ever read. It was a budget with emphasis that he wants responsible in areas, irresponsible according to some in other areas, whether it's increasing NASA, cutting back on the EPA. You come back and say, this is not the budget I'm going to pass, but it says the worst. Now this is the worst. What is he referring to? Well, the DOJ announced, the prosecution announced, they're looking for 9 years for Roger Stone for obstruction of justice, witness tampering, and lying to Congress. So those three things. 9 years, way over the top. Not a criminal justice expert, but that's something you give to murderers, manslaughter. Not to Roger Stone, a 70-year-old who's not going to hurt anybody. They say he was giving threats out. Something this guy, Ralph Credico, who's a comedian, who's somehow involved in this, these peripheral players, the Michael Cohens of the world, he's involved in this, and somehow he said, if you say X, Y, and Z, I'll kill your cat. They call that a terroristic threat. So the president sees that the prosecution is recommending 9 years for Roger Stone, who's not getting sentenced till next week, and tweets out this is, in his, I'll just paraphrase, no way should that be right. Mueller probe shouldn't have happened. You're destroying Roger Stone's life. 9 years over the top. Where's the Justice Department of Justice? So the next day, the attorney general looks at it and decides he's cutting that back. The four prosecutors quit, and now they're convinced that the president is upending the justice system. This is the worst thing he ever heard when he's sticking up for his friend. Here's the president, cut 21.
If you look at what happened, I want to thank the Justice Department for seeing this horrible thing. And I didn't speak to him, by the way, just so you understand. They saw the horribleness of a 9-year sentence for doing nothing. You have murderers and drug addicts. They don't get 9 years. 9 years for doing something that nobody even can define what he did. They ought to go back to school and learn, because I'll tell you, with the way they treated people, nobody should be treated like that.
So they're now talking about impeachment again. The attorney general is going down there in a couple of weeks to go in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Good luck with that. Have you seen William Barr in action? Not exactly going to sweat it out. Brian Kilmeade Show, when we come back, I'll talk to Susan Lee about what's happening in China, and I see your calls. I'll get to them, I promise. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. Find out about my live signing the afternoon on February 25th.
Is back
the award-winning journalist returns with an unflinching look at the border crisis.
What I care about is one thing, the truth.
And she's taking on the mainstream media, tackling the issues that matter to America, one story at a time.
We see this, but we don't ever see where they go.
We don't know what they've been through just to get here. You could see it on their faces.
I know. This is me at my core.
These guys are runners. They're not going to give themselves up.
It's all happening pretty fast. But I guess this is what you're used to.
You okay?
Yes.
They portray us as villains. That's not the case. And we all have families. We're here to protect our borders, protect our country.
Having the freedom to take on tough subjects and tell it like it is, that's what we have at Fox Nation. That's what sets us apart.
No bias, no nonsense. Lara Logan has no agenda. The must-see docuseries is available now, only on Fox Nation. Start your free trial at foxnation.com.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And free to combat.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving to the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
Lara Logan is back. The award-winning journalist returns with an unflinching look at the border crisis.
What I care about is one thing, the truth.
And she's taking on the mainstream media, tackling the issues that matter to America, one story at a time.
We see this, but we don't ever see where they go.
We don't know what they've been through just to get here. You can see it on their faces.
I know. This is me at my core.
These guys are runners. They're not going to give themselves up.
It's all happening pretty fast. But I guess this is what you're used to.
You okay?
Yes.
They portray us as villains. That's not the case. And we all have families. We're here to protect our borders, protect our country.
Having the freedom to take on tough subjects and tell it like it is, that's what we have at Fox Nation. That's what sets us apart.
No bias. No nonsense. Lara Logan has no agenda. The must-see docuseries is available now, only on Fox Nation. Start your free trial at foxnation.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
I have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product. I have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image. I have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio. It's almost incredible limitation on a person's music. And I really find it very degrading, personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Throughout Donald Trump's presidency, there have been legal challenges to policy changes, from the travel ban to funding a border wall to requests for asylum. These challenges resulted in nationwide injunctions, shutting down the policy while courts settled the dispute. The Justice Department has called for an end to nationwide injunctions, and now they have an ally in the Supreme Court. It came in a case involving another challenge to a plan that would deny a green card for immigrants who would likely go on public assistance. The court voted 5-4 to allow this policy to take effect even as the legal challenge continues. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote a strong condemnation, saying a single loss in a lower court and the policy goes on ice, adding, "What in this gamesmanship and chaos can we be proud of?" Gorsuch expressing hope that the court at some point tackles the issues raised by nationwide injunctions. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We're putting out a plan today that over a period of not that long a period of time brings our budget and our deficit down to what it should be, which is close to zero. We're not touching Medicare. We want to keep Medicare. We're not touching Social Security. We're making our country stronger again. We're not decreasing Medicaid.
That is the President of the United States talking about the budget. And we did talk to the OMB director, the acting OMB director today. And I'm bragging a little because Susan Lee is one of the stars of Fox Business Network. And I want to show her that I'm versatile. And when I just talk about politics and sports.
Versatile.
So I know you went to the Net game last night. We could break that down a little bit later in the show.
You want to talk about that?
Right? Well,
it was good post about
they beat the Raptors.
Yeah, ended their 15-game winning streak without Kyrie, without Durant was there. LeVert played very well, and DeAndre actually showed up last night, so I was very impressed.
How long have you been a big NBA fan?
I've been an NBA fan. Well, I grew up with two older brothers, so I'm a big sports fan in general. So I played tennis in college, and I just, you know, I love athletes because people don't understand to grind out a win with grits and nerves. That takes a lot of composure, right. And I admire that.
And I'm sorry for not remembering this. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Toronto, but I, you know, basically all around the world.
All around the world.
Yes.
So what is the NBA something that you could always tap into no matter where you lived?
Yes, exactly.
They were truly a global product.
That is very true. Because in China, we talked about this extensively during the whole debacle with the NBA and the Maury tweet in the fall. But yes, I mean, you can watch the NBA everywhere. Everyone's an NBA fan. In Toronto, we have a team, by the way, called the Raptors. And then China loves the NBA. It's been showing in China since, I think, the late 1980s before any other major U.S. sports in the country. So yes, just everywhere loves U.S. sports and the NBA in particular.
Or I know they got other things to worry about now, but have they gone back to allowing people to watch games?
Well, I think the commissioner, Adam Silver, is still pushing for the CCTV. That's the main broadcaster, which gets 500 million eyeballs, a billion eyeballs. It's a state broadcaster. So they haven't started rebroadcasting NBA games yet. Yes, hopefully soon. Something that he hopes and fingers crossed for that for this year, because that is the main way people still watch NBA games in China.
Yeah, but they can't acquiesce. You can't apologize if you're the NBA commissioner. And he hasn't for what somebody tweeted out, and that is support of the Hong Kong protesters.
Right, that's right. But the games are streaming once again on Tencent, which is how you stream the games in China. And a lot of people are now shifting towards the online OTT instead of watching it on the state broadcasting service. So there are ways to get the games if you really, really want to watch it. I think there are some ardent NBA fans in China.
Susan Lee here. So Susan, a couple of things. The market's not down as much, but was. Is it all about coronavirus?
It is, because we had a 15th case here that was just confirmed in the U.S., and then that was part of a Texas quarantine group, so the numbers might be increasing as well. But also, does China have a grip on the spread of the coronavirus? They had 14,000 cases, new cases that reported last night, death tolls above 1,300, and so that brings the global total now to around 48,000, and because of the credibility deficit of how they dealt with SARS back in 2003, where they hid cases, they blocked the WHO from even visiting the country and the affected areas. In fact, for a while, they said, "What? We don't even have an epidemic. There is no SARS." But because of that experience back in 2003, people are very careful when they see these cases spike like this. Does China, first of all, are they telling us the truth about the number of cases? And do they have a control over what's happening in the spread of this disease? A
couple of things. I hear they're forcing people into quarantine. There's video out there of people being basically wrestled into it.
Yeah, and plus, these people have to go door to door, and the doctors have to go door to door to treat some of these patients because, first of all, people are in lockdown. They're not even allowed out of their homes, according to some of the reports as well. And testing has to be done door to door because, again, it's 60 million are under quarantine and lockdown in that Hubei province where those 14,000 new cases were just reported last night.
Now, I can't fill out a map of China, but I do know that there are Muslim camps.
The
and
Uyghurs.
And some of those Uyghurs camps, which they claim don't exist. But the Chinese, is it true that the coronavirus victims or the ones who are suffering from it are in or around these camps? Can you imagine if they get into the camp?
I can't confirm that for sure because I don't even know the geography of it. But I think it's concerning of how they are overstretched right now in their facilities. And that's the reason why we had the testing change last night and hence these 14,000 new cases. So in a province of $60 million. Your facilities are overstretched. You're trying to build hospitals in days with thousands of beds, and now you're running out of testing kits, and that's why they've switched the format of how to identify coronavirus. And so instead of these nucleic acid tests, which weren't that accurate anyways, because according to some doctors, including the Martyr one that died recently, you have to test 4 to 5 times in order to get a positive result on coronavirus. Now what they're doing is just doing lung x-rays, which a lot of experts will tell you isn't that accurate. You can have pneumonia and a common cold and have residue in your lungs show up on an x-ray.
So the CDC, the WHO praised China, by the way they were handling it. And I talked to somebody with a business over there, and they say they're doing it for a reason. They need to get in.
And the WHO needs to get in.
WHO needs to get in, and they know that's the only hope they have.
Right. Well, look what happened back in 2003. There were blocks from actually getting into the country and visiting the affected areas. And from that experience, that's why no one believes the number of cases that China says, look, we have this under control. Here's a number of coronavirus cases. Because of that experience and the WHO praising China this time around, which I find quite interesting, that people still wonder whether or not it's really just 48,000. Is it 100,000 cases? Is it more than that? How long has this been around?
Well, yeah, I think that the WHO, did they get in this time or no?
From what I understand, speaking to Dr. Anthony Fauci, he's been praising how China's been handling this with transparency and being open to WHO coming in to give guidance in terms of how to quarantine and contain the epidemic. So this time around, from what I understand, much better, lessons learned, and 800 lives were lost during SARS. Right now, we have 1,000 people that have died from the coronavirus. This is pretty serious.
Yeah, and I just think the unrest I've been reading about, but your sources are people you know. But unrest I've been reading about, this is a threat to the China government to a degree.
Absolutely.
The credibility of it. Yeah, you're a command economy. What I say goes, great. And guess what? With the pluses come the minuses. You allow this to happen. What are you going to do to fix it?
Right.
And President Xi goes under the wire for a couple of weeks and comes out and doesn't speak about it.
Yeah.
That's not leadership.
He was absent for a while, and that was notably taken in the Chinese media. Where is our leader during this time of crisis? That's exactly what it is right now. You heard from the biggest company in China this morning called Alibaba. They're worth $500 billion, probably one of the top 10, 5 companies in the world. And they said this is a black swan event. Black swan is what caused 2008, this unforeseen event that comes through that hurts the markets, hurts the economy, and eventually, you know, the livelihoods of most people. But how do you contain it and how to solve it? That's also part of the black swan event as well. So there are some major concerns right now about leadership, containment, and eradicating coronavirus.
I mean, the government has the guns. They have the surveillance. But I'm wondering if the people in suburbs and small towns, big towns, and big cities are so unhappy and are living in fear or are quarantined against their will,
Well,
at what point do they turn on their government?
That's a great question, because as I told you before, the Chinese Communist Party, their entire motivation is based on staying in power. It's very rare for a one-party state to stay in power for more than a century. Most of them usually fall. So in this case, with a maturing economy, a maturing country like China, how does the Communist Party stay in control? That is, as I mentioned to you, to keep the Chinese people healthy, first of all. So this coronavirus has to be taken care of to keep them rich so they can earn money and go out and enjoy a good life. And so they'll say, okay, well, let's keep the Communist Party in control because, you know, things aren't that bad right now. So that is their main focus. And I think coronavirus is definitely a threat to that.
Listen, no offense. I know you have a lot of your family over there.
Yes.
But I look at China as a growing menace against America in every way, militarily, economically. Mm-hmm. They don't want to compete. They want to destroy. And I think we're beginning to realize this with this government. I think we're beginning to wake up to it. But things are not breaking their way for the first time that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Between the unrest in Hong Kong they can't seem to control.
Right.
Between losing that election in Taiwan with a candidate that they picked.
Yeah.
And now you have the economic woes that they're experiencing. And then, as you say, this black swan event.
Right.
Which we don't even know the reality on. I don't know if they are prepared or have the empathy and dexterity to respond to this.
Yeah, well, they are definitely concerned. The noticeable absence of Chinese President Xi Jinping, I think that speaks volumes, because if he can control this, he would probably want to get ahead of this and probably want to be the face of this of the solution. But the fact that he was just hiding behind doors, not coming out to deal with this coronavirus, right, I think speaks volumes, really.
Hey, Eric, what kind of deal did we cut with Susan? It's for one block or two blocks? Do we know? It is two.
What am I being paid in?
Well, no, you. Well, like, I'll pay you for both blocks.
Okay, do I get toast? Avocado right. toast?
No,
at
it's
least?
Not a food. You want money. It's the business check.
Oh.
So you
yes.
actually get paid.
I get, cha-ching, the green.
Yeah, Bitcoin, because I know you'll take no other currency.
It's rallied this year.
Hey, when we come back, the president's budget, some of the pushback on it, even though it's not going to be passed, maybe it's just an advisory of what he thinks. And then number two is, with the economic recovery and with the economic comeback so positive, is there a negative to it? Some are saying personal debt is the issue. How much does Susan owe credit cards? We're going to find out. Back in a moment.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. 10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-470-2136. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim. So call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-470-2136. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-470-2136. That's 800-470-2136.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Brett Baer, with updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts. Brett keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcast.com and download The Campaign with Brett Baer now. Sharp, experienced, trusted. Shannon Bream is America's last word on politics, with live insight every night, so you can start the next day smart. Only on Fox News at Night, weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern. Fox News Channel. America is watching.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
We pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And create a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement is a thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching. We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
We pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And create a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement is a thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Bill Hemmer reports, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving to the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer reports, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey guys, it's Sean Spicer with an amazing deal. This month, for the entire month of February, my videos that normally cost $400, over 50% off. $199 is going to give you the best Valentine's Day gift ever. What way to say I love you, I'm thinking of you, this Valentine's Day, in a video from me. But the best part about this is all of the proceeds go to the Independence Fund this month, which provide track wheelchairs to our injured service members who have mobility issues.
So Sean Spicer going out there for Valentine's Day. Susan Lee is here before. She just got called to Stuart Varney show, right?
Right. Neil Cavuto show.
So she's got to run. But do you think this is a good move? Even though it's a good cause, are you surprised?
It's a good cause. But $199 for a love you message from Sean Spicer. If he wears that neon green outfit that he wore on Dancing with the Stars, maybe, but I would prefer in person, don't you think?
Absolutely. So more to your area of expertise. The president... I'm sorry. Not that you're not a love expert, but I want to go to what they pay you here for, and that is on the budget. Mm-hmm. You know, the president looks to increase NASA. He looks into increased defense spending, cut back on the EPA.
Yeah.
Here's what Chuck Schumer says when he saw it.
Now, if President Trump's State of the Union was a manifesto of mistruths, as Speaker Pelosi so aptly put it. President Trump's latest budget proposal is a blueprint for destroying America. One word, nine letters, sums up the president's budget. HYPOCRISY, hypocrisy.
Did you know where he was going with hypocrisy? Have you ever had it? Wasn't it good to hear something spelled out for us?
Kind of really, from Schumer?
So many times I'm sounding things out, but he actually spelled it out. It actually helped me. Susan, I always thought we were at the days where you might disagree with the budget. I didn't know it was going to be cataclysmic.
Right. It's always cataclysmic. How do you say that so well when it's, your seventh hour now on air?
I'm used to the world ending, yeah.
Oh my God. Cataclysmic.
Everything is cataclysmic.
You hear this also from the Democrats, but we have $21 trillion in debt. How are we going to handle that?
I don't know.
We have bloated departments, and that's what Donald Trump and President Trump is trying to do. If he was cutting taxes and spending, you hear the complaints also from the Democratic side as well. So at some point, we have to cut spending, control spending.
Foreign aid cut by 21%. EPA cut by 26%. HUD cut by 15%.
Right.
CDC cut by 9%. Homeland Security cut by would grow, but by 3%, not as much as it has been growing. And the National Nuclear Security Administration budget would grow by 19% because all our nuclear weapons are rotting.
Right.
So what's your response to that? Where is the irresponsibility here? He says he's going to balance the budget in 15 years.
Oh. In 15 years. Well, he won't be around for that. But I would say that, look, you know, voting departments and spending is out of control at some point. That's going to drag on the U.S. economy. So why not spend that money elsewhere on people that need it? What about the 1% increase in federal wages for those federal employees as well? I mean, there are some goods. And yes, I would say minuses if you work in certain departments and your jobs are cut. But I think this is necessary. This is what's needed. And $21 trillion in debt, eventually someone has to pay that bill. It may not be this generation, but it'll be the generations that follow.
Susan Lee, I can't thank you enough. Now you have to take your headset off and do that horrible, the other medium, television. Although you've been on Fox Nation.
That's true. Thank you so much.
It's a big boost.
Thank you.
All right. She has to run because right away, Neil, more important than Brian. And you please tell him that we sacrificed the rest of the segment because Neil Cavuto is so important. And can I add powerful?
Yes. Powerful. Right. Very, very much so. And lovely.
I was adding that. That was you adding that. All right, Susan, you can go.
Thank you.
She has no problem leaving, walking out of me. Just says, I'm sure it hurts my feelings.
Happy Valentine.
Absolutely. We still have another day. Thank you.
Bye.
Susan Lee has to run. So we were talking about the coronavirus in China. I think that's big, but not big enough to make the big three. What I think is relatively comical is the way Democrats are going at each other, especially when James Carville said this on Monday. Cut four.
There's a certain part of the Democratic Party that wants us to be a cult. I'm not interested in being in a cult. I'm 75 years old. I'm not a very culty person. The only thing between the United States and the abyss is the Democratic Party. That's it. And if we go the way of the British Labor Party, if we nominate Jeremy Corbyn, it's going to be the end of days. So I am scared to death. I really am.
And that's what he's talking about, what happened in Britain and how the president has an ally in the UK. Here is Bernie Sanders' response to being called Jeremy Corbyn. Cut three.
James, in all due respect, is a political hack who said very terrible things when he was working for Clinton against Barack Obama. I think he said some of the same things. We are taking on Trump, the Republican establishment, Carville, and the Democratic establishment. But at the end of the day, the grassroots movement that we are putting together of young people, of working people of color, want real change.
You don't even know how to get that change. And I do think it's kind of interesting to see some of the pushback. And James Carville is not a righty. He got Bill Clinton elected, tried to get Hillary elected, but was a big supporter of President Obama, unless, of course, he didn't respond to that oil leak, the famous fire and oil leak that seeped into the ocean. So the other controversy is Senator Elizabeth Warren. You talked about underachieving. She's the poster child for it. Nobody, even in the border areas of Massachusetts and New Hampshire, voted for her. She was abysmal. She finished in fourth, even though that was the best she could do outside Massachusetts. Yet, to show that she can live and why she wants to continue, she used this terrible example. Cut six.
Young woman came up by herself. And she said, I'm a broke college student with a lot of student loan debt. And she said, I checked and I have $6 in the bank. So I just gave $3 to keep you in this fight. That's what we got to do. We got to stay in this fight with people who are counting on us.
You took the money? You are a broke college student. She has $6. If this happened, because we have no way of verifying this, unless this really broke college student comes forward, and if she did, a GoFundMe page would probably be effective. It took the $3 and now is off to Nevada, where everyone will ignore her.
I'm going to get me a beer.
Believe it or not, that was her high moment. She's bombing out. And when she goes out, theory is Bernie benefits. That'll drive the Democrats nuts. Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. 10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people were complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.